Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Fantastic.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Your pussy smells like garbage. Go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
No, not you, them.
Oh,
howdy,
not
boys.
Not them.
No, now, I thought you were greeting us. Go away. Go away.
Oh, look, they're all wearing the matching suits and everything.
Hate those guys.
They're not your friends.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know, frankly, I'm surprised they're wearing matching suits. It's casual Nazi Friday. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bigby and all the ships at sea. Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mahon.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday. April 11.
Wow.
12. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Count that as your greeting.
All right.
And it's the Don and Mike Show with the phone numbers that you know and you love from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC, WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, where we are today at WNEW, 877-692-1027. Everybody from Philly's calling going, how come you don't use our phone numbers?
Yeah.
We're coming up with a separate number just for Philadelphia.
We're going to work it out.
Because the original plan of just having more lines and one phone number.
That doesn't work?
That doesn't work.
Man, that's a shame because that would be really, you know, I always think of it as what's the equitable way to do it? What's the fair way? When we're on now in all these large markets.
To have one phone number that everybody could use.
Yeah, and you know, give everybody a fair shake at getting through, but I guess it's never going to work that way.
No.
I understand that.
We continue doing it with, you know, bubblegum and mirrors and string. And
yeah, I mean, many national talk shows, you know, have one phone number.
Well, this is not many national talk shows. So those are your phone numbers, and welcome to the program, and yes, hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. Hi, Don. Hi, Buzz.
I also want to say hello. Lisa, no, this is not a joke. They were out of tampons.
Yeah, you picked the right guy to ask for that job. You
have. Rob and I went to see Nana.
Right.
Oh, you got some. Okay. Oh, who'd you get them from? Trini? Oh, you got them from Rob?
Yeah.
Rob, where'd you get the tampons?
No, his luggage.
I thought they only had the pads.
They were behind the counter.
Oh. Rob and I went on the went to the convenience store around the corner,
right,
to get the beverages and the stuff everybody needs for the show.
Have your Claritin.
Oh, thank you.
Thank getting you. Getting their little medicinal needs.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, wow. You feeling a little pollen-y today?
Christ, I felt pollen-y for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm feeling better than I have today.
So I'm going to get me some of that Claritin when I get home.
That's good stuff.
All I know is that we were at breakfast, and Lisa said, when you go to see Nana over at the convenience store, get me some tampons. And immediately, Rob and I just burst into laughter. You know, what kind?
Right.
You know, do you want the super large, the super absorbent?
Yeah, super absorbency.
And they were like two idiots wearing the store and looking, and all we see are pads.
Oh, right. Jesus, pads!
And I said, well, I know from my experience with Frida that...
Usually right next to the chocolate.
That a lot of times when she wants tampons, she doesn't want pads.
Right.
She wants, you know, the things you stick in there.
Sure, right. The cork.
But,
no need for all that. So you all got that technology... Yeah. You simply use a face cloth.
So you got him. Well, I'm glad you got your tampons, Lisa. I also want to say hello to Tom Bigby, who I was...
Tom Buddy.
Who I was amazed to see yesterday at WNEW.
Tom Bigby was here?
Yes, Tom Bigby. Tom Bigby is, I guess... Well, actually, how do you look at this? You look at this, I think... As a sign that... What did you just put in there?
I have big, beautiful breasts.
I think the fact that Tom Bigby is involved...
I have big, beautiful breasts.
That Tom Bigby...
Is Tom a big man?
Is involved in WNEW is one sign that maybe Jeremy should start checking his resume.
Right,
sure. That,
right.
Tom Bigby is the program director of another Infinity station in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Station WIP.
You've had contact with Tom before, isn't that correct?
Yes. And Tom is a guy who, it's one of my most famous stories ever at radio. I was working for him at...
Wasn't he mean to you? Just scary.
Not mean. He was mean to someone else in my presence.
Okay, all right.
I was working at radio station. Excuse me, I got this pollen. I'm like Peter Brady with my voice changing.
Right.
I'm working at the station in Los Angeles, KFI.
Okay.
I had been working at Kiss FM, and he hires me away to work at KFI. I'm doing the nighttime show.
Right.
And one day he calls me and the afternoon guy into his office.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I have hired a new nighttime disc jockey. Now, what this means is, one of you will be fired, and one of you will be moved into the afternoon drive time slot on KFI.
And he's saying this to both of you as you're sitting there?
Yes, we're both sitting
without
in his office.
Taking, you know, the person he was going to fire individually.
Now,
nice man.
And this is
Sweet.
Classic Bigby. He reaches into his desk drawer. I know I've told you this before, but you got to understand that I see the guy yesterday.
Right, right.
He pulls out one of those little green army men.
Right.
And he says, for one of you, this is your future at KFI. He puts the little army man on the desk, and with his thumb and his second finger, he flicks it across the room.
He's got issues. That's cold.
And then he takes what seems like an eternity as he looks at the other guy and looks at me. Looks at the other guy, looks at me. Looks at the other guy, then looks at me and says, congratulations. Now, at this point, when he says congratulations...
You think you're fired.
I don't, yeah, right.
What do you mean?
I don't know. And again, right. Now he doesn't say anything.
Right.
I remember this like it was yesterday, and this was right when Frieda and I had gotten married, so this is coming up on 21 years ago. He just looks at me and goes, congratulations. And I went, and he said, you're the new afternoon drive disc jockey at KFI.
Wow.
And then I looked across the room at the other guy. And I felt awful.
Sure.
I felt awful, and I know that's why Tom Bigby did it like that.
Right.
So that I would feel awful, and that I would feel pressure, and sure. and he was the king of the hotlining. This guy, I mean, he would call up, and he would, like, scream. I would be playing a record, and I would do my DJ thing, and he would call me up, and he would scream, and he'd go, what station do you work at? And I say, KFI, and he would scream, no, 64 KFI, 64 KFI.
Really, pretty intense guy.
And then he switched it. And one time I went on the air and I said, 64 KFI, Don Geronimo, and he called me up. What station do you work at? I said, KFI. He said, you don't work at 64 KFI.
Really? So he just told you to do it one way and then liked using the hotline.
He changed it. He would change it. For a while it was the music sounds best on KFI.
Right.
Then for a while it was music radio KFI.
Right.
Then for a while the traffic helicopter was KFI in the sky.
And so now he was here yesterday.
Yeah, he was here. And the thing that pissed him off most was this was when the Survivor record was out, the Rocky record, the Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
When I would play it, I would go, KF Eye of the Tiger. And he would hotline him. He would go, no one understands that. So, I fought with the guy constantly. And I remember...
How was the reunion yesterday?
Well, let me get to how we parted company.
All right, very good.
We parted company. He had hired me, put me on this shift. It was a pain in the ass to work for, but KFI at the time was a great top 40 station. I got a job offer in Chicago at WLS. I went in to quit to tell Tom Bigby that I quit.
Right.
Which to him is, I guess, a mortal sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to fire a guy by flicking an army man off the desk.
But don't quit.
But don't quit. Because I go in and I say, Tom, I'm giving you my notice. He says, where are you going to work? Where would you possibly want to work that's better than KFI? Uh-huh. I said, I got hired at WLS. He said, you'll never make it there.
Wow.
I said, well, they hired me. And he said, great. You've already done your last shift. Get the F out of the building.
He sounds like a wonderful guy.
So,
sweet guy.
So, having said all of that, 21 years later,
yeah.
I'm in the office after the show. Rob and I are working on the Newsmakers segment
right.
You're going to hear in a second.
Right.
When all of a sudden, I hear the voice. Hey, are you in there? And immediately I know, it's Bigby. I turn around, and there he is. With big old man teeth. He's exactly...
21 years older?
Exactly the same.
Really?
As he looked 21 years ago. Maybe a little less of the hair department.
Right.
But everything else, the same. Mm. And...
Is he wearing a suit?
No, he was wearing all black.
Having army men with him?
All black. No army men. And Rob, you'll attest to this. Rob was in there. He was surprisingly nice.
Very nice guy.
He and I had a nice little reunion.
Well, things have changed over 21 years.
You know, he said, do you remember the good old days? You know, KFI, WLS. I was like, yes. He says, and then I said to him, so, what are you doing at WNEW? And I understand he's here to work with the morning show.
Ah, very good.
Which means that Scott Farrell is in for the ride of his friggin' life.
Yeah.
Which also means, from my way of thinking, if I'm Jeremy Coleman,
right.
At this point, I really seriously think about getting my resume together.
Yeah, Jeremy has been a troubleshooter before where he's gone to other places.
Yes.
And, you know, now someone's coming in here.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, well, even with all the stuff that I've said about Tom Bigby,
mm-hmm.
WIP in Philadelphia is a pretty good sounding radio station.
Right.
Even when he was a real dick to me when he was a program director.
Yeah.
All the stations that he programmed, they all sound pretty good.
Very good.
Let me just say, Jeremy Coleman, you're no Tom Bigby. And Jeremy, you should be very afraid that Tom Bigby is actually in this building.
Right.
Because I know Tom Bigby.
Yeah.
He's territorial.
Yeah.
Very territorial. And
now, how would Tom feel about all this talk about him on our show?
I don't know. See, this is the deal.
You haven't worked with him in 21 years, so you don't know how he feels about things.
Well, what's great is that now the tables have turned. I mean, what's he going to do? Hotline me?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I know he's been hired as a consultant.
Kind of a hired gun.
Yeah, he's been brought in because...
tweak things up a little bit.
Yeah, to help get the morning show settled.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And if I was Jeremy, I would be quaking in my Girl Scout pumps. I would be flipped out right now. I'd be playing with my pigtails, and I would be,
Go easy on that. We have a little about Jeremy later on in the show.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I got you. Well, I would be very, very upset if I was
Be afraid.
Jeremy.
Be very afraid.
Very afraid, because Tom Bigby. It's like, I swear to God, I turned around and was like, oh, my God, it's Tom Bigby.
But you have no problem with him now.
No, I don't. No,
you think
I don't.
He's got a problem with you? You think he was giving you friendly lip service? Do you think he resents you for leaving?
It seemed genuine. It seemed very friendly and very nice.
Because it had gotten back to him that I have mentioned to other people in the company that I think he's done the station in Philadelphia, WIP.
Right.
It's a good station.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned that to people, and he mentioned that had gotten back to him. So I think, you know.
That's good.
We were talking about a different time. We both had different jobs.
Right.
And I pray for Scott Farrell.
Right.
I truly pray for Scott Farrell.
Well, I hope everything goes well, and I hope everybody's happy.
And I think if they really want to pick up the morning show numbers on WNEW, they should just tape the meetings between Tom Bigby and Scott Farrell and
absolutely
play those meetings on the air.
That would be very entertaining. That would be highly entertaining.
And also, I would like someone to hide a microphone in Jeremy Coleman's office.
Sure.
So that we could also play on the air.
Hear the soft whimpers.
The tape of Jeremy.
Hear the gentle cooing sound as Jeremy contemplates throwing himself out of the building,
laying in a little ball in the corner, huddled, looking like a little Swiss Miss girl,
sounding like Mel.
Yeah, very much.
Absolutely.
Check and pay, what did it say?
Check and pay. So anyway, hi Tom Bigby and Lisa, glad we got your tampons.
All right.
Now it is Friday, and that means, Joe, I think I need you to hit the teletype. And this time, the celebrity that we'll be talking to on Newsmaker Friday is actually a real satellite interview. He is not in the studio with us.
Right. We are speaking to him or her via the magic of satellite communication. Oh, hey, this is a treat for us.
Yeah. That's right. Dynamite Celebrity Newsmaker, every week we pick one person.
This guy can't be any hotter.
Who we deem to be the hottest celebrity, and somehow we managed to get an interview with him or her. We're joined today by a man whose career has enjoyed a professional and artistic renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, via satellite, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
Oh, that's my name, dickhead. God, this studio smells like dog poop, like my house.
Ozzy, check your shoes.
Hey, God, big chunks of dog mess. Sharon, clean the shoes.
Ozzy, now I'm looking at you on a monitor.
Oh, okay.
You do not appear to be wearing shoes.
Oh, Sharon, bring me shoes, will you? I clean the dog poop off my feet. I'm an effing rock star, you know.
Me feet.
I don't have to clean up dog poop. Who the F are you, housewife?
I'm Don Geronimo, and you're on the Dynamite Show, and you're our Newsmaker of the Week, Ozzy.
I doubt that very much, Captain.
Ozzy, let's talk about the latest reality show that's setting ratings records.
Reality show? I hate me that effing Bachelor show. It smells like my ass-covered feet. Sharon, clean the feet. Bring me a Kristen wet nap or something. God, Sharon's a useless hole.
That's a Christing wet nap. You want to take it? Let's take it from Ozzy. Let's talk about the newest reality show. Ozzy, let's talk about the newest reality show that's setting ratings records.
I hit me that effing Bachelor show. It smells like my ass covered feet. Sharon, clean the feet. Bring me a Creston effing wet nap or something. God, Sharon is a useless hoe.
Oh, dear.
Ozzy, I'm referring to the show in which you are followed around 24 hours a day and your life is the show.
Oh, now that's a bloody good idea. Why doesn't somebody do that?
Bloody good.
MTV has done this.
MTV? Home of that faggot Carson Daly? Well, if I ever met him, I'd bite his head clean up. You know, though my daughter would like to suckle him and ride him until the moose comes out of his slick-haired head.
So, Ozzy Osbourne, what's it like being followed around all day by cameras?
How the F would I know that, Captain? Who do you think I am, that faggot Richard Hatch?
No, it's your show I'm referring to. The Osbournes, the show on MTV with you and your wife and your retarded children.
Really? My fat big daughter, the sea-suckling whore, and my bastard Columbine wannabe faggot son Jack? And Sharon and all my animals?
Yes, that's right. Tuesday nights, 10:30 on MTV.
Really? You're telling me that my wife, my two worthless results of my spunk and my animals on the telly? Wow. Hey, do you smell dog ass?
Yes, Ozzy. Wow. Your bare feet are still covered with dog feces.
Oh, this will never do. Sharon! Clean my feet, Sharon!
Clean my feet.
You know, scrape my feet with a popsicle stick. And that woman's never around when we need her. Say, who's that dude in the next room? Isn't that Michael Aston?
Ah, yes. We refer to him as Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen him since he sold my son, Jack, that bad brown weed last week. You know, sold him mainly sticks and stems. Looked like a bag of pine bark mulch. You know, he's not the best drug dealer he's ever met, Blimey.
Sorry. Ozzy, my friend, will Black Sabbath ever get back together?
What is a Black Sabbath? Something for colored Jews?
Oh, wow.
No, no, Ozzy, while you're out of it, Black Sabbath is one of the greatest bands of all time.
Then why haven't we heard of them? Sharon! Sharon, strip my feet and get me a copy of this band's newest record. You know, Mustard Current, you know. Cheerio, pip, pip.
We're talking to legendary rocker and former lead singer of Black Sabbath and star of the Osbournes, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's right. I was the lead singer of Black Sabbath before the shaking and when I could actually walk correctly. Have you noticed that bad smell around here?
Ozzy, it's your feet. Your feet are covered with dog poop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's not been helped by the fact I just went number two in my leather slacks. Oh. Poor daughter, fag son, useless whole wife. Somebody get me a towel, goddammit.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Who are you?
He's out of it.
Ozzy, who have you lined up to be on the next episode of your hit TV show, The Osbournes?
Nobody.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Who are you?
I am disc jockey Don Geronimo.
Oh, you're a big, fat, ass hump, annoying, dick-faced, jerk-off, lame, dumb wanker. Tally-o, F-face.
No, Ozzy. Listen, about the guests. Isn't this the place where we always mention the celebrities who have full-blown AIDS?
Oh, that old bit? I'm sorry, I was distracted by the smell of dog ass on my feet.
Dog ass.
Can we please list the celebrities so we can end this bit?
Righto, Captain. Me and Sharon got the full-blown AIDS, just like Rush Limbaugh, Carl Rifkin Jr., Tony Saragusa, Britney Spears, Liza Minnelli, and her husband David, Vice President Dick Cheney, O.J. Simpson, and,
Paula Poundstone.
Right, mate. She has the AIDS, worst of all, and those 15 Haitian toddlers, they smell worse than me dogs.
What is, you know, I'm getting it here even through the satellite. What is that smell?
I think it's my shoes. Wait, I'm not wearing shoes. I've got to get me act together. I'm going to get kicked out of Molly Hatchet again. Sharon, script me fit, Sharon.
Ozzy, it's been a pleasure.
Screw you, Captain Asswipe. Good day to you. When the F is that other disc jockey going to interview me? I can't wait around barefoot in dog ass all day.
Ozzy, you just did the interview.
Really? How was I?
It was excellent. You kick ass.
Oh, rock and roll! All aboard the crazy train!
Ozzy!
A second day, sir!
Yeah, there he is. Ozzy Osbourne. Another great newsmaker.
Ozzy Osbourne. Newsmaker of the week.
Wow.
You never know who it's going to be.
No, can they all still have full-blown AIDS? That's getting to be a big room.
It sure is.
Wow.
Me feet, Sharon.
Me feet, Captain.
Well, there he is.
Amazing how they all call you Captain, too.
Ozzy Osbourne. He's the newsmaker of the week. Oh, Mike, I got news for you.
Yes.
You're probably going to find this humorous.
Yes.
That for many, many years.
Right.
You know, golf is your passion.
Yes, it is.
And you are quite the golfer.
Thank you.
You've tried to take me out a couple of times.
Yes.
And I've demonstrated that I do not have the patience.
Yeah, there was one bad moment we had at a driving range one time where it wasn't my fault or your fault. It was that that listener that was just smirking at you, and you were kind of turned off.
We announced that we were going to be going to a driving range to hit. Mike was going to try to teach me how to play golf, and I was just, like bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Someone heckles me at bowling or when we play softball, and I fall apart because I'm so goddamn insecure. So my wife has got this thing now. Where she wants, my wife and I, we're going to take golf lessons.
Right.
And we're going to attempt to try to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't be offended by this.
Yeah.
That I'm going to play golf with someone else on the show.
Yes. Who are you playing golf with?
You're looking at him.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I only gave him a set of clubs
and
like 10 years ago, and now, you know, he wouldn't even use the clubs that I gave him, but when you take up golf...
No, it's our wives that put it together.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Yeah, you're going to play regularly now, Rob, I figure, right?
I guess, you call three times a week regularly?
Yeah, that'll be true.
Our wives have put this together where we will be golfing... With the Speewax.
That'll be good. That'll be fantastic.
Rob, I'm guessing you're as bad at golf as I am, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I have no...
Those Hogan Edges I gave you how many years ago?
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago I gave
still
Rob...
Got them.
I think they're still... They're fine. You can still use them.
And I will.
I am not.
You got to admit, it's going to be a funny picture.
I am not offended at all. I won't offend you by telling you why I'm not offended.
Why would you not? Why are you not offended?
No, I'm not offended. I think I look forward. I think you guys should do that on a regular basis.
Well, if there's
then maybe we can play golf once this summer or something like that. I'd like to play at your new place. I'd like to come out there and play.
Love to have you out there.
That would be fun.
If there's any trace of offense, Mike, just try to picture yourself being patient with me long enough as I'm learning how to golf.
Not you, Rob. I'm talking to Don right now about this one. But I think you ought to. I want to play golf with you when you commit to it. And I don't see that happening. I mean, even with the new place that you have, if you commit to it and you're really into it,
I have to.
I'll play with you.
I have to commit to it because we paid money to join a country club.
Now you're gonna go out and take lessons or anything like that?
As a matter of fact, my first lesson,
right?
And this is gonna be thrilling. Is Sunday.
Good.
Taking a lesson with my wife.
Are you ready for a funny golf story? Another funny golf story?
Yes.
Sunday, you know what I'm doing?
What?
We decided we'd do this just to mess with our friends' heads.
Oh, no, you told me this.
My wife and I are playing in the couples tournament. just to mess with everybody. We decided,
because people will see the two of you show up together.
Well, we both are, you know, we're very amicable. This is very friendly, but I will tell you that even though the paper hasn't been signed yet, we are very aware of the fact that our friends in our social circles are kind of awkward around this. As a matter of fact, people do tend to treat you like you have a disease when it comes to social things. We found this out at Easter, where it's like, sorry, we didn't invite you to that cocktail party, but we really didn't know what to do. You know, it's not like they were dying or anything like that.
Right.
So we're going to go out to this this little couples tournament and just see how awkward we can make people feel.
Okay, well, good. Good for you.
So it's going to be a big golf weekend, right?
And hopefully I'm going to at some point have a picture of Rob and I wearing the Argyle sweater vest and wearing...
dressed like Gleason.
Wearing the Rodney Dangerfield hat.
Absolutely.
Like he wore a Caddyshack.
That's fantastic.
Out there as we play golf. And this was all arranged by the Cunny Honeys.
I think we both found out about it on Wednesday night.
Now, does your wife play golf? Has she ever played golf?
No, my wife has just started to watch golf. I'm not even know if she knows the rules.
I think this is really a Frida production.
When are you guys, I'll give you a little insight on this. When are you planning on playing?
Probably next weekend.
Play Sunday after 12 noon. It'll be the best time for you out there. It'll be the best time for you to be out there and not get anybody giving you crap. That's kind of the unwritten rule, like, for people that never play the game. You go out on Sunday, you go out after 12 noon. That's when people that have never played before, that's when, people bring their kids out there. That's a relaxed time on the golf course.
Sounds good.
Retard time.
If you don't go out like it's Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well.
you could make a lot of new enemies at your new place.
Anyway.
If I play through.
Just thought I'd pass that along to me. In my mind, it's a funny thought.
Yes.
You know, us and Rob and Carrie, the four of us.
Well, you know, you might be the best golfer in the group.
No.
Your wife kicks ass, right?
Frida played on her college golf team.
So she just needs to tweak it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Has she gotten out there and been practicing a little bit?
Yeah, she's had like three or four lessons already.
Wow. Well, she may be the best golfer, but I know who the most patient one in the foursome will be.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
You're looking at him. Hi there. How you doing? How you doing?
I want to hear all the details. Good luck, guys.
I'm
delighted the golf has now, moved up a notch on the Don and Mike show. That's good. You know, for years and years, it was kind of a hated subject, and now it's going to be, we'll probably hear a lot more about golf than we've ever heard before.
Yeah, I'd say you can equate golf to the patience that I am. I ask you to give me the patience with golf that I'm giving you with the band.
Oh, absolutely. I will. You've been, as difficult as it has been for you, you have been patient with the band. You gave me all the plugs I needed last weekend, and I owe you. That is firmly in the owing column. You can talk about golf all you want.
Okay, well, I won't be talking about real golf.
Right.
I'll just be talking about me and Rob and Frida and Carrie playing golf.
Goofy golf.
That'll be an interesting...
goofy golf.
That'll be an interesting situation.
So here's something that I found on FoxNews.com today. I bet you don't know this. This is a true story. You know, they're doing a reunion of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right.
And, of course, they can't have Ted Baxter there because he's...
Right.
He lives underground.
He's taking a dirt nap. Mary Richards... Mary Tyler Moore says, and this is true now, during the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Cloris Leachman and Ed Asner had a bet that she did not know about.
You're going to say had an affair.
No, just wait.
Okay.
Clitoris Leachman bet Ed Asner that she kept telling that he was too fat.
Right.
So Cloris Leachman bets Ed Asner that if he loses 30 pounds, she will, and the quote from Mary Tyler Moore is, do something very nice for him. She winked, and what they're talking about is oral.
Oh, God.
From Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Asner.
Cloris Leachman says to Ed Asner, you lose 30 pounds, I'll give you oral. The funny thing is, Ed lost 28 pounds.
That's too funny.
And that's when everybody found out about the bet. The two of them met up, and they were face-to-face, and she would not pay up because he was 2 pounds short.
2 pounds short. Right.
2 pounds short when he got on the on the scale.
Hey, I'm not sure whether that's that great a treat anyway.
Yeah, she wanted him looking like that football picture in the back of his office.
Even for Ed Asner, I still think it's Cloris.
Star of the show, Syphilis.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Frau Bucher.
God damn. That is, for me, that is not a, that's not an incentive to lose weight.
Right. Did you didn't read the rest of the
story.
You're
going to get a BJ from Cloris Leachman.
Because he hadn't lost the full 30 pounds, Cloris wouldn't pay up, but it was good enough for Gavin McLeod. he paid up.
The bet was if Gavin McLeod put on a toupee, Gordy the Weatherman would do it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Where's the thing? We need the thing. The guy calls up.
Oh, dear.
And you know what? I don't think that guy is malicious.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
I don't think the guy is malicious.
I think he does it in a nice, loving way.
He calls every day and he says, hey, how you doing?
Right.
And then right away he says, you effing faggots.
He likes us.
If he would lose 30 pounds.
Right.
Cloris Leachman would give you oral.
Hey, I wanted to say, we saw a great show last night. What was that company we saw last night?
The Upright Citizens Brigade.
We saw Buzz and Rob and I went to a really funny show last night. These are the people that, I guess they've gotten people that have come into Saturday Night Live and also Mad TV and Second City.
So we
had a really good time. You would have hated every minute of it.
I told him this morning, I said the two thoughts I had for that hour and a half was, man, this is funny. Boy, Don would hate this.
Yeah, it's actors. It was funny. We had a few good laughs about the guy killing kittens.
That was great.
Yeah, you got to laugh. Anytime you got killing kittens in a show.
And the burning of the steak joke.
And the burning of the steak. Very funny, yeah.
Thanks to Bobby.
But it's when they come out on stage, that's when you get... I would know when you would get turned off, and you would get turned off when they make their entrance. Because they do the thing where they come up on the stage, and they say, now please welcome troop number one. And they do the run out on stage. Hey! This is the only thing I would say about that Upright Citizens Brigade. I would tell them, don't make the standard improv run onto the stage entrance.
Right.
Mope onto the stage, okay? Try something different. You know, just crawl onto the stage. Really, just do it differently.
Funny, though. Very funny.
Wish we could do away with any productions that are on stage. Just make everything film or video, you know, or...
Yeah, but don't you like to get close to, like, stars and stuff like that? Stars?
No, there were no stars at this thing.
Well, there were no stars last night.
Stars tomorrow.
Well, maybe.
bad, but the thing is, you know, I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, going out to see people that have done movies and have done television to see them in a show. That's kind of fun.
I mean, look at the people on Broadway, really. It's like all the losers from Dukes of Hazzard. It's like, what's his name? Magnum P.I., he's right. On Broadway.
Right. Come on now, Steven Weber from Wings is on Broadway.
Yeah, okay. Enough said.
They've had some Kathleen Turner.
This stage is a talent pool that shows have been drawing from and shows you like, including Conan O'Brien, for example.
Well, Buzz, I'm not going to see it.
I'm not trying to sell you on it.
You know, the thing is, though, you could go down every week and be a different show.
Every night's a different show.
It's the magic of improv, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
$5. Yeah. It's what I was looking for. They both agreed it's what I'd been looking for. Yeah. The kind of trendy, you know, Chelsea neighborhood, real cool.
Yes,
real seeing everybody wearing black.
Did you have on a shirt similar to the silky black fancy shirt you have on today?
No, I had a different t-shirt on last night.
You were wearing the mesh t-shirt last night.
I was wearing the mesh t-shirt with the nipple holes cut out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I wasn't as weird as that guy that was sitting from in front of us, though.
Oh, with the blue donuts on his head?
Yeah, shaved head, blue donut, little puffy pieces of hair, like little pom-poms that he had. He'd cut his hair and he'd dyed them blue, so he had two blue pom-poms
and
on his head.
And sitting sort of in a Scott Farrell-like knot.
Yeah, and sitting in a knot, reading voraciously in between, like not speaking to anyone. Had his book with him and, like, waiting for the show to start.
Those are your people, Mike.
He's curled into this little
ball. That's that little section, that trendy, artsy section of New York that you want to align yourself with.
Well, I don't think he's my people because he didn't speak, and I like people to speak. The lady in front of me, Paula Poundstone, sitting in front of me, was chatting. I had a wonderful time chatting with her.
Of course.
She called us the threesome.
She liked it.
You know? We were the threesome, and it's like, hey, you're the threesome. Yeah, yeah, we had a good time.
I had lots of laughs. I watched Friends. It was the one with Sean Penn.
That's like a play.
It's a rerun.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike, you guys rock. That's you, Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
28 pounds, isn't that worth like a handy or something?
No, yeah, I would have think Cloris should have come up with a hand.
Manual release.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
10 pounds probably the hand.
Maybe, at least, come on.
Maybe she did. Who knew? Maybe she tickled his Duke.
Cloris.
You never know.
Hey, if anybody around here offers that, I'm going down to get that Hollywood diet right away. 10 pounds. 10 pounds manual.
Really? If anyone here offered it?
No. Thank you. Let's sniff that in the bud right now.
I'll speak to Earl.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't even thinking gay. I'm just thinking just female. I'm thinking of one woman in particular.
Oh, no, thank you.
No?
Nope. No, I don't think I'd be able to. I probably wouldn't be able to handle it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Long endeavor.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sean?
Sean Penn?
Oh, hold on a second. My mistake. Here we go. Hi, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Now, I wanted to know if any of you guys ever heard Buzz get angry, or if you could tell us a little bit about it if you have.
Buzz has gotten angry on the show before.
Can I say, I know I've been doing this a lot, but...
I've only listened to you guys since you came up here to New York.
Much like when Don was talking about Jeremy Coleman. I think we should wait till later in the show.
Okay. Oh, we got a low-budget Jeopardy bit coming up today, so apparently...
That question will be answered later.
We're ruining all the bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, no, really, Buzz has gotten mad on the show.
Yeah, but he keeps it kind of welled up inside.
Bottled in.
Didn't one day we let the truth go out about Buzz? Didn't we go like a half hour on Buzz?
Yeah, we did a half hour on Buzz.
About the real Buzz?
And he got furious. We had a little chat.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Now stop doing that.
That might be a thing with the telephonics. Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this me?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just wanted to tell you.
What is that? Hold on. What is that in the background?
That is my 2-year-old. That's the reason I'm calling.
I thought it was an animal.
No. I set her down this morning so she can watch Sesame Street.
Your 2-year-old sounds like a cockatoo.
Yeah.
No, she's excited.
Okay.
She says, and I hear this voice come out of the TV. I turn around and look, you know, before the picture warms up.
Yeah.
And it's James Gandolfini is on Sesame Street.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Standing there talking about how he's afraid of the dark, and they show him all tucked up in bed and turning the light on beside him.
Wow. So James Gandolfini is on the Sesame Street?
I thought... Wait, what the hell did I just turn on that my 2-year-old's watching the James Gandolfini's on? And he's standing there talking to a couple of the little monsters about, oh, yeah, I'm always afraid of the dog.
Banana's fantastic.
You're not going to be able to play it or say anything to this guy. It is a run-on sentence that began 10 minutes ago.
You know, I can almost warm up it because Julia's at the Sesame Street age.
Right.
Carrie called me into the room the other day, and it was Elmo interviewing Robert De Niro. And this was honestly funny, even at a grown-up level. He said, what is acting all about, Mr. De Niro? He says, well, let's say I want to be a cabbage. and they go to Elmo nodding his head, and they come back, and there's a cabbage puppet, but it's Robert De Niro doing the voice of it.
I'm a cabbage.
And I'm a cabbage. I'm and it was just cabbage. Very funny. A lot of good things on Sesame Street.
Yeah, here was, I was trying to get to...
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
There you go. That's Tony Soprano on Sesame Street.
Thanks a lot, Don.
There he is.
Afraid of the dark.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I have a message for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz,
yes.
We have weed. And Mike, I understand you are having some marital problems. I will send you 5 of my wives and 2 of my goats for a toilet.
All right.
And Don.
Yes.
We just want to say that you are an insignificant bastard. We salute you.
Thank you.
And Rob A?
Yeah.
Rob A?
Yeah.
We understand that Bin Laden is dead. Would you become our new leader?
You know, it's amazing when it starts strong, you know, and ends better.
I've just tried to figure... I was letting this guy go to figure out what he's doing.
Is this a man or woman or a child?
He's trying to do like an Arab thing, right?
Yeah, it's horrible.
But it's leaning towards Apu from The Simpsons.
Now, what? How? Who are you, really? Use your regular voice. No, use your regular voice.
Mr. Travelina?
Okay.
This is Michael Richards. Jason Alexander.
How long have you been working on this routine, this sketch?
Man, we've been working on this sketch for a while.
We.
Okay, well then.
Him and the writers. You and the writers need to get back and work on that material. Go to that show that Mike and the guys went to last
Upright
night.
Citizens Brigade.
That's where you should go. Work on your material before you bring it here.
In fact, work on your material before you take it there.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, toodaloo, ass.
God, that sucked.
Toodaloo.
Hey, see, Buzz, there it is. Buzz.
Hello, Donna Mike
now,
Show.
Now I'm angry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now I'm angry.
Yes, you're on with Magic Mike, 103.5 FM.
What the hell is this?
It sounds like the other guy's brother.
Hey, how you doing?
This guy's been calling every 2 seconds to get on the show today.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
That's what I just... John,
hey, there's not a bunch. This is Magic Mike, 102.3 FM.
You just changed the call sign.
Hey, how you doing?
God, we just had like the 2 worst calls in the history of radio back-to-back.
Hey, that Dallas-Fort Worth coming at ya!
might be edging into that so bad
you
it's
get a green-bleamed magic machine! We got a 102.3 coming at us!
Don't you want to play some records for this guy to talk up?
Hey, New York City!
Hey, dumbass!
How you doing?
Hey, ass! Hold on. You want to talk up some records?
Absolutely!
Okay, right, then listen.
My God.
Hold on.
You got to listen better, okay?
You got a jingle for me, Rob?
I'm ready to go!
You know what? I've got a couple. Hold on.
I'm a green, mean magic machine.
All right, hold on.
Idiot.
Let me get you.
I'm ready, and I'm rocking, and I'm ready to stocking.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, I'm going to play you a jingle, then
hey,
I'm...
Hey, hey! Oh!
Okay, listen, I'm going to play you a jingle, and I'm going to play you a record, and you can talk up the record, okay?
I'm ready to go. Oh, ho!
Here you go. Hold on. That's my bad.
Hey, you're messing up over there.
Hold on.
2.3.
Hold on. Here it is.
7. 102.7. I'm sorry.
Go.
Hey, this is... I don't hear any music. What's going on?
You want to start it again?
There we go.
All right, hold on.
Hey!
No, shut up. Shut up, ass.
Hold on.
Ass, hold on a second. We're gonna cue it all up for you again, okay?
Here you go.
All right, we'll keep this together.
Oh, I said
a bad word.
Wait a minute.
We got...
Hold on. Now. Make it so he can...
It's like when you're playing with a bad tennis player, you know? We're playing down to his level.
Make it so he can hear the jingle.
Where's the instant replay come up?
Right here.
What's your disc jockey name? Magic Mike?
Magic Mike!
All right, I'll play you a jingle and a record. Here you go.
This is Magic Mike at 102.7.
All right, here you go.
WNEW and...
Shut up, Washington. Hey, ass. Shut up. Listen, here you go.
We're also in Pennsylvania.
Go!
Hey! This is Magic Mike in 102.7. WNEW, we got all the Donna Mike Show coming on. We got, hey.
Perfect. You kicked ass.
Hey, you bastards.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's not
I totally messed up, you sons of bastards.
Are you drunk?
Well, I drink a little bit.
Are you drunk right now?
Are you drunk?
Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm not, but I'm getting a little bit buzzed.
What have you had to drink so far?
I'm drinking Budweiser 16-ounce cans.
That's good on cereal.
Wow. Let me give you one more. Here you go. You ready?
Feel good.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
94.5. Hey, you're listening to 102.7 WNEW, New York.
We got plenty of time.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love this song. We're ready to rock and roll with a little bit of Leonard Skinner. Coming to you.
You got more time than Steve Miller.
Oh, is it Steve Miller?
That was much better.
Give me another. Give me like Guns N' Roses or something.
Right. You want Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses. Now listen, when we play the jingle.
I want to hear Welcome to the Jungle.
Ass, listen. When we play the jingle, don't talk over the jingle.
Now let me make sure. Can you hear this?
94.5.
Now here's your problem. You're talking over the jingle again.
All right, now hold on. Here's somebody who wants to state the obvious. Hello, Tony? Tom?
Hey, can you do me a favor, Don Mike? Could you ask this guy to die? He's the most annoying son of a bitch I've ever heard.
Listen, we know.
Bastard piece of crap.
We know he blows.
Right. Hey, yo, Ed's my dude.
Hey, dude, do me a favor. Go hold the blows right. Stupid ass.
It's
like a retard.
Yeah, well, you know, but your woman said that too.
Do me a favor. Go get AIDS.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, so this is your last chance. I'm going to play you the jingle. Don't say anything while they're singing. Then you're going to hear Welcome to the Jungle. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
And this is on CD2.
No, wait, what am I doing?
Don't talk while the jingle's playing.
When the record starts, that's when you start.
As soon as you hear the regular music start, that's when you start. Can you
I
do
can't
that?
Do that.
It's because you weren't listening that time either, idiot.
What am I, going to broadcasting school here? What am I doing?
You're the one that called up and wanted to be a disc jockey.
All right, I'm a disc jockey.
Okay, right. Then here's your...
All right, thing. I'm ready.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to turn his I'm going to turn his phone off while the jingle plays, and then I'll turn it on when the record comes.
Very good. Okay.
No, don't do that. Yeah. 94.5 KSMB.
Yeah, your record's on.
Hey, this is 102.3. Hey, I said the wrong thing. This is 102.7. WNAW. Hey! Oh, I said it again. The wrong thing. Hey! This is 102.7. WNAW. And here's Guns N' Roses and Dust.
Can't say that.
I can't say that. All right. All right, let's start over.
No, let's start over.
It's fun. Come on.
Due to profanity.
Everybody's driving in their car and they're laughing their butts off.
Yeah, because you're so scary funny.
No, you can't say the F word.
No, I'm telling you, they're laughing.
I'm telling you.
You can't
say the F word.
I
find
that do.
All right,
you might want to switch back to the 12
ounce.
Wait,
I need
cans.
A beer. Wait.
All right, one more chance.
I hope my neighbors don't hear me.
One more chance, and don't say the F word.
Okay, I won't say the F word.
Don't cuss. Here we go.
No more cussing. Guns N' Roses on 102.7 WNEW. Yeah, baby! Dynamite Show! God, God, you're just like all up in your stuff! You just. They're just like hardcore, like, oh! I can't even handle this! Son of Mike, man!
All right. That works.
Go.
Very nice, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a miracle he tight cued it. Keep drinking.
Is this Mike?
He only tight cued it because I turned his mic because I turned the phone off.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I helped him.
Sounded like Ernie Scar.
We got to break. Well, we've at least do we have the email to listen to?
Yes, we'll do that in a second. Now, call for the secret celebrity burp. Robbie, the jackpot is down to...
$250 now?
$225,
Two and a quarter.
$225. And we do have a brand new clue for you.
Great clue.
A real clue.
Oh. Right.
Okay, now, if you're keeping track... Well, I'll do it when we come back from the break. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. And good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
Now, you can email us anytime. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
All right.
We're going to be having the computer read us some of those emails in a second.
Good.
I was just looking at the emails that are coming in, and listen, the Verizon people are nutty with this, and we've received like 5,000 emails in the first day.
Now, they're nutty in a good way or nutty in a bad way?
They're nutty in a good way. Wow, they said we had no idea that so many people were going to be emailing in.
See, sometimes that can go both ways when they get overwhelmed.
Right.
And one good thing with this is that it's a way to instantly converse with our audience. After we started the show today, we must have got 200 emails from people in Philadelphia saying that was the worst Ozzy Osbourne impression I ever heard in my life.
Oh, no, you didn't get it.
When did Ozzy become Jamaican?
Right.
Why don't you get a real Ozzy impersonator like the other shows have?
Right.
Now, I'm only going to do this one time for the people of Philadelphia on WYSP.
To explain the bit.
Yeah. Okay. The guy, in fact, is Nigerian.
Yes.
His name is Timmy Obibene.
It's not about the impression. It's about the fact that he is the voice of every newsmaker you have on Friday.
Everyone. Yes. He is from
Nigeria. I hate it when we have to explain things.
Just one time.
It's not really an impression. That's what makes it funny.
Just one time. He's the Nigerian nightmare.
It's an interpretation.
And he speaks in his regular voice.
That's the way it works.
Right. And all of the characters that we have on the Newsmaker hotline, they all end up with full-blown AIDS.
That's how it works.
For instance, the list that he read, those are the people that he did before we came on WYSP. He has been Paula Poundstone. He has been Britney Spears. He's been Dick Cheney. He's been Rush Limbaugh.
The centerpiece of that particular comedy routine is the fact, underline it 8 times, the fact that he sounds nothing like the people he's supposed to be. That's what makes it funny, and the fact that you were giving him English Cockney words to say, like, me bloody foot, you know, that type of thing.
Blimey.
Therein lies that it was not a serious attempt to imitate Ozzy Osbourne.
We got like 200 emails right away saying, this is the worst Ozzy Osbourne I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's a shame when people... Well, they haven't been listening to the other newsmakers.
No, they haven't. Well, now you'll get it. Now you're Philly. Now you're...
If you heard the same voice as Vice President Dick Cheney, you'd understand.
Now you're in. Now you're in on the joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, call 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Hey, it's Rich.
Rich, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Rich, dinner for four at the Macaroni Grill.
Yeah.
Try the new Mama's Trio, homemade lasagna, chicken parmigiano, and the hand-rolled cannoli.
Chicken what?
Parmigiano.
Parmigiano.
What
did I say?
Parmigiano. I just was wondering, you know, with all the different Italian foods they come over, I thought they might have invented something new.
You want a DVD copy of Oz as well. Now available on video and DVD comes the HBO series that started it all. Oz, the first complete season, yours now from HBO.
Try the new chicken parmigiano. It's a chicken breast dipped in a pajama suit of batter. Golden fried, topped with mozzarella cheese and a lovely marinara sauce.
Ask for the Bigby platter.
You enjoy this and then you will have mitts.
Okay, now, you're going to try to identify the celebrity burp.
Right.
And the jackpot is now going down every day because the clues are getting easier.
If this person misses it, the jackpot will go down to $200.
Yes. Now, the clues we've given you in the past are entertainer, actor, actress, handsome devil, TV star, been on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, black and white in color. Right.
And the TV show that this person was on was in black and white and in color.
You going to give us another hint today?
There is today's clue
okay.
for the celebrity burp.
And this will just give it away.
Played dual roles. Played dual roles on the same TV show. Meaning that this person played more...
Man, that does narrow it down.
More than one character. All right, now having said all of that, we'll play the burp for you. Give you 15 seconds to think it over. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet and singing Guns N' Roses.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Okay. There. There it is.
I really didn't hear that.
All right, here it is again. Let me see if you can get it this time. Did you get it that time?
No, it's very faint.
It's very faint. All right, I'll play it for you after Mike sings. Hold on a second.
Welcome to the jungle. La.
Yeah. All right, here it is one more time. Listen carefully now. Did you get it?
Yeah, that time I got it.
Okay. Who is it for $225?
Is it the guy from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
The man from Uncle. Robert Vaughn.
We're sorry.
No, it's not. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you. For you. And have you got me thinking now?
A clue last for clue. You. Okay, we'll play it again next time for $200.
Dual roles.
Because the money keeps going down as the clues get easier. Now, let's get right to our email. At least I don't think we have to hear any of the 200 emails from Philadelphia about that's the worst Aussie that I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the new system we've set up is that you can email us at donandmike@verizon-uc.com. It's a brand new service courtesy of Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY. And we've got a bunch of your emails. And rather than simply read them, we found, at least in the short term...
The robotic voice is more fun.
It's a lot more fun to hear the robot and to see people figure out how to get the robot voice to phonetically say what it is that they want to pass along.
Now, one thing I do tell everybody, I told them this yesterday, the better your punctuation, the more easy it is to understand your email. Because the machine does actually read punctuation.
All right, let's roll it. Let's see what's in the email bag. Here we go.
Old email message. From Sam Whitlings. Subject. None. Nothing works here. I have been here for 7 minutes. I hate this place. The batteries doesn't work. Old email message.
Yeah, that was poorly written.
From Russ Romano. Subject. Don and Mike. Radio gods. You finally got picked up in Philly. Sweet. I listened to you guys when I lived in Vermont on the Pulse even. After you got dropped on the FM station and I had to bear with listening to the show AM. Losing your show was one of the drawbacks to moving to POT. Glad to have you on WISP. Why was the show switched to mid-afternoon? You used to be on light from 3 to 7. Great to have you back. Russ.
Okay, pause that for a second. Now, I'm going to give you a hint. When you write... I used to listen to you on the FM station, and I had to bear listening to you on AM. You're going to have to put a punctuation mark, a period after F and after M. Otherwise, the computer just reads it as FUM and OM.
Right.
One of the drawbacks of moving to PA, he reads that as PA.
Right.
And WISP, of course, that's W-Y-S-P.
How would you separate the W-Y-S-P?
W, period, Y, period, S, period, P, period.
Very good.
Okay, let's move on to the next email.
Very good.
Old email message from Maureen Knight. Subject, can you be kind?
You're right, Rob. Subject.
Love the show, but really miss the Holy McCurdle drop and it never gets old. You guys effing rock. That's for Tim. From Pat Madwine. Old email message from Tim.
Okay, just
Terry,
literal.
Bob. Subject. None. Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night. Waddle doodle datum. Well, I have to go now and feed my dog Blue. Old email message. From Ed Johnston. Subject. Hey. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. Oh yeah, Charlie, oh, that feels good. A big surprise is about to happen. Can you feel that, oh yeah? Old email message. From John Mawson. Seth Jett. Spike. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. The segment with Spike equals from Weiss the other day was funny. Sorry I missed him at the mall. Equals 20 go Eagles. Ken. Old email message. From ESEIND 6142, subject. Cool. Hi guys. I love the new technology of the computer voice. Maybe they can make it a female voice like in Star Trek. TNG. Pretty awesome. Tootlo. Ask.
Eric.
Old email message. From Jason Borlinghaus. Subject. Lisa. Lisa sounded a little bitchy on Wednesday. Is it her time of the month?
Oh, no.
Is she on the rack?
Oh, no.
Is she not getting it enough? Old email message. Received 12:22 p.m. yesterday. From Matt Kaiser. Subject. Martha. Aw. Martha Stewart gives me a chubby. Orgasm. Bye, guys. Old email message. Received 11:58 a.m. yesterday. From Jack Dyson. Subject. None. People are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. I know people are gonna judge, but judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you? Old email message.
That was well punctuated, obviously.
From Ezra Cooper. Subject. Radio gods. Hello? Hello? Is this me? Maybe they are on a commercial? I am a bit DA. Old email message. From Meadows 77. Subject. Hey, guys, wazoo what? I wanted to test your new toy. Anyone F you lately? There is a girlie. Her name isn't important. Can you say beach? Can you say mother fudger? How do you say, might fudge kins? Legalize marijuana. Alcohol causes too many deaths. There is no such thing as pot poisoning. Happy birthday, Don McCurdy. Love the show. Guys, Tanya Meadows, old email.
Stop it for a second.
Wow. Wow, that is fun.
I'm loving it. And there will be a new voice next week.
Oh, they changed voice. It will be a female voice?
I don't know, but all I know is that Verizon will be offering us different voices.
Oh, that is very unique.
As we go along. And it is
he sounds like, well, they all sound that generic. But isn't it the same kind of voice that you hear for those things? It sounds that same way.
Next week's voice will be a surprise.
Oh, very good.
Okay, let's
this will be Milton Berle.
Hello?
Hello?
Let's hear some more emails.
Old email message.
Oh.
From Norbert Norlander. Subject. Got there? Hey. Oh, for gosh darn it all now, hey Don and Mike. Is this like some kind of computer or what now? Crippies almighty, hey, I think I need some beers or something. All right, now take her easy, hey, old email message.
Yeah, that one I didn't understand.
From 8774817.
For a second, Johnny.
That's
one
the kind with that with, very, I'm sure, very little punctuation.
None. Oh, for gosh darn it all now, hey Don and Mike. Is this like some kind of computer or what, huh? Cripes almighty, I think I need some beers or something. All right, take her easy, hey.
Now, for all you, like, chat group people, obviously they came from somebody that does a lot of talking on the Internet. Mm-hmm. You really have to use punctuation. You can't do it the way you normally do.
Oh, and incidentally, Lisa just wrote me, that was from Norm from Green Bay.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. And now think about it.
Right.
She checked his email address. Oh, for gosh darn it all now. Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh.
Is this like some kind of computer or what now, huh? Cripes almighty. I think I need some beers or something. All right now. Take her easy, hey.
There it is.
So
okay.
You know it's from the guy from Green Bay.
Right, right.
It makes sense.
And you can't expect any punctuation.
I still invite all of our listeners to really think twice on punctuation. Really try hard.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Next one.
715. Subject. None. Hello, talking computer. I am a single black pager. looking for excitement and adventure. I have a 2-inch view screen and some special buttons. I have a long-lasting batteries, and I can easily get along with any computer. Just plug your wires into me and feel me vibrate. I light up when I am plugged in and have a huge memory. Please write me sometime.
That's great.
Lonely in cyberspace.
That's
will
the best
be
one.
Message.
That's the best one.
That's fantastic.
Bradley.Otis, subject. Slap nuts funny. You guys rock. That was for you, Tim. That stuff was slap nuts funny. Slap. Slap. Slap nuts funny. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Shall we play a game? How about a jumble? Four-letter word for C-U and Topeka. Chisel on my nizzly. Wow. Air. Speedwalk. Slap nuts funny chit. Feather muckers. Cheese and rice. Slap nuts funny. Good day to you, gentlemen. I said good day, D.A.
Now, this guy...
That's good, they're getting it.
I want to read this. Now, you heard slap nuts funny, slap, slap, slap nuts funny. Hello, Buzz, shall we play a game? How about a jumble, a four-letter word for see you in Topeka, shizzle on my nizzle.
Right.
Obviously, the computer didn't get that.
Right.
Then he wrote, well, hair... He wrote, heil, hair...
Oh,
Spiewag,
okay. Right?
Okay. Slap nuts, funny, chit, C-H-I-T.
Right, I heard that.
Father muggers.
Right.
Cheese and rice, which is Jesus Christ.
Ah, okay, very good.
Slap nuts, funny, good day to you, gentlemen. I said good day, D.A.
A lot of people are getting it. This is fun.
Okay, here we go.
Old email message from Stacy Bertolini. Subject, war games. You guys rock. Just wanna hear the computer say this. I am Joshua. Do you want to play a game? How about global thermonuclear war? Please. Old email message.
I appreciate
from Robert
that
Leatherland. Subject. None. Hey Buzz.
Yeah.
Have you any olives? Hey Rob. Come here and feel this. As Newt Walker said, who opened the clam dip? To everyone, go balls, old email message. From Eric Whitaker. Subject, Greaseman. This is the Greaseman at Obble-de-gobble-de-g. And I am going to spit on you with great glee. Palat. Palat, palat. Palat, so what if I have to pay a Korean radio station for the 3 to 5 morning slot? I hate you all that. Old email message. Project. NY2WAY. Hi, Don, Mike, and crew. This is great because I am on the road all day. Does Lisa really prefer chocolate over vanilla? Robert Alsko. Old email message.
Okay, a couple more.
From the webmaster. Subject. How to make the computer speak correctly. It helps to phonetically spell out words. For example, Mike used to tape Paxil, but it made his wiener limping with. Buzz is horny all the time because he is addicted to porn. Pre-Doc keeps sounds testicles in a jar on the mantle. Peace out. Dolomite.
Okay, stop.
All right, interesting. So he spelled it all phonetically.
Yes. Example. Mm-hmm. He wrote, for example, for egg, E-G-G,
right.
Space, sample. For egg, sample. Mike used to take Paxil, P-A-C-K,
right.
Space, S-I-L-L, but it still made his wiener limp. Rob's favorite website, and he wrote F-A-V-E,
mm-hmm.
Space, O-R, Space IT.
Right.
Rob's favorite website has pictures of people playing with.
Now that I got chopped off playing with.
Got,
oh, but, I see. Sensor.
Because it was a bad word.
Oh, okay.
And now here's how I wrote horny. Buzz is horny. H O R N space K N E E. Buzz is horny.
Horny. I get it.
Frida. F R E E. Then the next word, D-A-H.
Right.
Frida.
Like the Paul McCartney song.
Keeps Don's test, T-E-S-T.
Talking about Frida.
Hold on. Here's, this is a good one, though.
testicles. He wrote T-E-S-T, one word, and then tickles.
Yeah.
Test. Tickles.
Testicles.
In a jar on the mantle.
Sure.
Man, M-A-N, space, T-U-L-L.
Mantle.
Then he wrote, peas, P-E-A-S, out.
Excellent.
Peas out. That guy got it.
Very good. Cool. Now you can play with that.
All right, let's hear one more. We got one more and then that's it.
Old email message. From S-H-I-E-L-D-O-S-B-A-R-D-S. Subject. To the loot. Don and Mike. More funny than a butt full of jellies.
There are no more messages.
Is that it?
Don and Mike, more funny than a butt full of jelly.
Oh, well, everybody's starting to get this.
Yeah.
We just turned this down.
Good job. The entire show listening to these.
Fun.
We'll do it again later today, right? Another batch later? So send us your emails at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Work on the phonetics and also work on the punctuation. They make them easier to understand that way.
Oh, we had a lot of good ones.
Excellent. Yeah. Really, some of them were terrific.
A lot of real good ones, a lot of real funny ones. So send us the email and the computer reads it back. And for information on the service, go to www.verizon-uc.com.
Right.
Up on a break, and a Friday favorite is Straight Ahead. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right. Damn straight.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff.
Owen.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. Charlie Stossel's not with us today.
No.
Because we're up in New York. He's back in D.C. today. We haven't done this for years. Mike and I will be handling the movie segment.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Mike and I will be reviewing movies we've not seen yet.
You know, I think it's a skill that we haven't shown people in a long time, and I don't think any two people do it better.
It's been like 5 or 6 years. We used to do it every week.
Right.
Because once you've seen the trailer, or once you've seen an ad or a write-up,
or even heard a title,
you pretty much know if the movie's going to suck or not.
Absolutely. Title and stars, you're all set.
So that's how we're going to handle that on today's show. Plus, if we have time, I do have a big ticket item from yesterday, over the European-style multi-disc CD player, worth $1,000. But if we have time, we're going to get to a little something to stoop on today's show.
That's right.
Next week on the show, a real-life mystery guest.
Okay.
I mean, really coming in the studio, mystery guest.
Is it Brett Michaels?
It is not.
Okay.
Also, next week, get ready. My gang is getting together.
Ah, they're going to be in the studio.
Next week, they're coming in the studio, all of them.
That's great. Exciting.
And next week, the return of Quick Cash.
Ah!
That's next week on the show. Now a Friday favorite. A Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Burma.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the
it's a pleasure to have, once again, an Academy Award-nominated actor,
sure.
A black man with freckles. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a new movie out now with Ashley Judd. Here is Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Come on, you are a black man with freckles.
Hello.
Hi, Morgan.
That's 2 weeks in a row. First this one, now you. I've never been referred to as a black man with freckles.
But you are.
How are you, Don?
I'm fine. You got another movie out with Ashley Judd.
Yeah, I like working with Ashley. She's a talented lady, and she's somebody that I think we can really work well together for a long time. And I hope you go see my movie.
Now, a lot of people, myself included, will go see a movie that you're in simply because of your acting style.
Well, I've been aware for a long time that that you're a big fan. Put that down, boy.
Wait a minute,
put that down
it.
Now. He held up a sign that said, Biddies of Bonzers. And I want you
that
to
was
know,
last week.
I'm not going down that highway again.
Okay.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time could go down that highway.
I tell you what I appreciate about the acting style of Morgan Freeman.
Tell me if I have the time.
The acting style.
I have the time to listen to you, Don.
The acting style of Morgan Freeman, a black man with freckles, is this.
Yes.
That you almost, what you bring to your characters is a storytelling aspect.
I thank you, sir.
And that is what you strive for.
I've always thought that your narration has been a big part of the characters that I've played. And so that if you have a soundtrack, you can have music. But plus, my running narration has been the part of so many films.
Now, weren't you driving Miss Daisy?
I was, yes. Yeah, I'm going to the Piggly Wiggly. The stove. I had to tweak it up a little bit for that, but I proceed without reason or rhyme. I don't know why I said that, but it's that boy.
All right.
Who is your boy in the corner?
Now, my boy, that's Robbie Spiewak.
I think he's full of hate. He's got a secret I'm going to tell you about later on.
Oh, and yes, and I understand, you know, much like what I'm going to do is when I'm going to throw out names.
Very good.
And I've got the music, your dramatic music.
I like that. I always enjoy coming here to the Don and Mike show, and we'll get to everybody on your show all in good time. And I promise each and every one of you, before you leave today, you will have a wonderful time. Hey, fine.
Morgan Freeman of Black with Freckles.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Who would you like to start with? I know that you have a little soliloquy about...
A little soliloquy that I will share with each and every one of you. Perhaps we could start with the man to my immediate left.
Oh, Buzz.
Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank. Okay, Morgan Freeman.
Buzz Burbank. The butt of all those jokes. Old man. Sick man, they say. Sometimes slow man. What everybody didn't know was that Buzz was an angry man. Yeah, nobody could have known Buzz's rage inside that mild-mannered Midwestern body. It was a time bomb waiting to go off.
Goddamn.
You see, Buzz had a collection. A collection of firearms.
Oh.
Yes, it was bigger than the state armory. Handguns, assault weapons. He even had heavy-duty anti-tank artillery. And he had a plan. A plan that was going to leave a lot of people dead and leave Buzz free of his awful demons. Buzz was planning a visit to the radio station.
Oh, my.
He was going to shoot Don, then Mike, then Rob, Lisa, and then turn the gun on himself.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Wow.
That is a...
Yeah, well, I just thought I did some research, and that's the story I'm telling. Wow. The story of Buzz's murder-suicide.
Yeah.
It's a murder-suicide.
Turns the gun on himself. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will say thank you at the end of each of my soliloquies.
Okay, and anyone else in particular?
Who's next?
I'm going to dive right into this, and I'll cue the music.
Okay.
But I want to tell you the story of Rob and Lisa. Yes, Rob and Lisa, the alleged brother and sister of the Don and Mike show. Yeah, on the road, they were pretty much inseparable. And everybody thought they were the best of friends. When in truth, they were the best of lovers.
Oh, no!
Lisa loved the big man with his childlike wit and his oversized head. She liked his big head, hands, and especially his feet.
Oh.
And when they'd lie in his hotel room, naked, together, she would tickle his big belly and he'd purr like a kitty cat. Oh, they were lovers, all right. They'd spend their days pretending that they were platonic buddies. And at night, they'd fall onto his bed and spend all of their time exploring each other's bodies. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you all very much.
Very nice. And the truth
I know
hurts.
The truth. That's right. Lemon, lime, Larry, fine, five and dime. Cool to be kind, enzymes. Hard hill to climb and grime.
Who you got next, Morgan?
Well, I know you have a new program director in Philadelphia.
Oh, sure. Tim Sabian.
Right, Tim Sabian. I know more about him than anybody else. Huh.
Tim Sabian.
Tim Sabian was on the fast track at Infinity. He developed the reputation as a can-do guy. But there was one thing that time couldn't do anything about.
I know where this is going.
And that was the fact that his body was failing him. It seemed that Tim was ignoring his doctor's orders. They told him the truth he didn't want to hear. His heart was just about to explode. Years of type A behavior practically turned Tim's heart to jelly. And one day he'd be sitting at his desk, talking about radio like he loved to do. And it would happen. First, just a hint of crimson at the corners of his mouth. Then a rush of arterial blood would burst out of his nose and mouth. Tim would open his eyes wide in surprise. And then, just die. Thank you.
Wow.
Very good.
Well, you know, Tim does take that high blood pressure medicine all the time.
He does indeed, and of course that would open the door for another programmer, and there's a secret there also. That's right. The sad thing about Tim's death is that would give another professional life to Mr. Jeremy Coleman. The WNEW program director had been doing it with smoke and mirrors for years. He was a controversial man, loved by some, hated by many. But what nobody knew is that he wasn't a man at all.
Oh!
That's right. Jeremy Coleman was all girl. Nobody ever asked why the jackets didn't fit or why he couldn't play catch with the other boys. And Jeremy liked it that way. Her real name was Jenny Coleman. First in her class, gymnastics team, cheerleader, prom queen. But Jenny knew the doors opened for men. And when she changed her name to Jeremy, nobody noticed her in the big city. And Jenny would realize her dream of running a radio station. But don't be fooled. It wasn't Jeremy Coleman at all. It was little Jenny.
Jenny Coleman.
Blonde pigtails. Frilly skirts. Jenny. Jenny Coleman. Girl program director.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Oh, my God. You can't have more.
I have plenty.
Really?
Including a man. It's not really a man as much as a tragedy. That name, of course, is Mike O'Mara. There were no secrets in Mike's life. What you saw was what you'd get. And what everybody saw wasn't pretty at all. Mike would drink to wake up, drink to fall asleep. He was the life of the party until somebody would say the wrong thing and Mike would hit him.
Oh,
it didn't matter that his friends told him to get help. Mike wasn't listening. He wasn't listening to anything but his cravings. And even when he'd be doubled over in pain from his failing liver and kidneys, he'd take another drink. And what would he do when he was alone? He'd just cry. Rivers of tears. Sobbing for the one that got away. And giving serious thought to the alternative lifestyle as it seemed like the proper alternative. Yes, Mike had begun to frequent the gay clubs.
Oh, no.
Wow. And to his surprise, he liked it. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike, so hard to dislike. Not like... Now, yes.
Do you have anything for me today?
I got them all. Don Geronimo, you want to hear about you?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. The music review here.
That's all right. I have time.
All right.
Plenty of time.
Right. Black Man with Freckles, the great Morgan Freeman.
Don Geronimo. Things were changing in Don's life. He knew that age was catching up with him. And he was desperately trying to stay young. When a series of facelifts and hair colorings hadn't taken, he decided to take the ultimate hip young leap. He went and got a Batman tattoo on his arm. That's right, a Batman tattoo covering the top of his shoulder. He was so proud of his tat. He'd show it to everybody. What Don didn't know was that the tattoo had been a death sentence. Why, just minutes before Don had proudly strode into that tattoo parlor, another man had received a tattoo with the same needle. And that man... was Magic Johnson. Oh, no. Now both Don and Magic were HIV positive. The only difference was Magic Johnson knew it. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you all very
wow.
much.
Yes, well, you just say you've dead on about everybody.
Well, I have two left. I could do it now or do it later. It depends on when you have time.
No, I got plenty of time, Freckles.
I'd like to talk about your phone screener, a man named Joe Ardinger. Tall, sweet, doughy-headed Joe. That's what his coworkers called him. Slow Joe to others. The aging phone screener with the easy laugh and the love of narcotics. Joe just got by at work, and nobody seemed to pay attention to those funny things he'd say during the commercial breaks. Everybody thought Joe was just speaking gibberish to the callers on the phone, when in truth he was speaking Arabic.
Oh!
Yes, Joe Ardinger was in fact a member of Al-Qaeda, the most dangerous terror group in the world.
Joe
had an IQ of 140.
And this retarded
phone screener act was a cover.
Oh,
the mastermind of the financing end of Arab terrorism. Joe would laugh at all the jokes. He was waiting for his real moment to kill the Yankee infidels. Thank you.
Wow.
And I always like to end with
Joe. He's
a terrorist.
Borderline retarded. That is just a front.
He's got an IQ of 140. That boy is smarter than any of you know. You got to pay attention to the details, just like I did when I studied Mr. Ken Stevens.
Oh, Ken Stevens, the general manager?
Oh, the saddest tale of all. On the road with Ken. The general manager of WNEW spent more time on planes and trains than he'd spend in his own living room.
Oh, God.
If it wasn't one lonely room on the road, it was another. But that was just fine with Ken, because it gave Ken Stevens time to pursue his favorite hobby.
What?
His own pain.
Oh.
Yes, Ken was into kinky S&M. Mm. When nobody was around, Ken liked to hurt his nipples badly. First with clamps, later with acid and fire. And when they were just little bumps where his nipples used to be, Ken would still try to hurt him bad, stabbing and picking, until the tears would well up in Ken's eyes. And he'd finally achieve release. Thank you. That's everybody.
Well,
wow. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
You're the master storyteller, Morgan Freeman.
I like to tell a tale when there's time.
Thank you for joining us, Spot.
Fine. Yeah, Spot. Are you talking about my freckles?
Yes. Very rare to see a black man with freckles.
They're not freckles at all. They are tattoos.
Oh. What, the little tattoos on your nose?
Tiny, tiny little tattoos that tell a story if you run the lines together.
We need to break, and we need a challenger.
That would be fine.
For Low Budget Jeff Bardi, okay?
Very good. I'm enjoying my time.
Phone number 877-365-3636. New York 877-692-1027 and D.C. 202-432-1067.
I would love to be in the Broadway production of Cats. I wouldn't need facial makeup.
You would not.
Thank you.
The great Morgan Freeman.
Thank you. I've enjoyed my time at the Five and Dime, Larry Fine.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I lie flat on top of a woman who's lying on her belly, flat out, and come in from behind, there seems to be maximum penetration, and it feels so wonderful, I practically feel like I'm going to rise above the earth and scream for joy when I release. And I do that with my lovely concubine. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let's play some Low Budget Jeff Hardy. What do you say, Morgan?
You've taken me out of the mood. I thought that moment was truly sublime. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a challenger. This boy is from Seattle. He's 31. He's a construction supervisor. He doesn't want his last name said on your show.
Why?
So we will simply refer to him as Steve.
Steve from Seattle. Steve, why don't you want your last name said?
Because I'm at work.
Okay.
I think we may have a dumbass on our hands.
Could be.
Now entering the studios, our returning challenger. His total is $51. Oh, that's right. Champion. He's got $51. He's from Alexandria, and his name is Matthew Joseph.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going?
Matt, being a returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
I got a promotion.
You got a promotion.
And incidentally, we're all ignoring the fact that the door just opened.
What door? That's right. I didn't hear any door at all.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I need my ketchup.
Although I must close it.
Pine.
Just for continuity's sake.
When you open the door, I smell the scent of fresh pine. Now, entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Thank you, Rob Stein. And let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you,
Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan. And hi, Matthew. Hi, Steve. Guys, don't forget to answer the form of a question. Live with my mom. We're acclimatized. Who by Mr. Guy? Call me Allison. Let's play the game. Sales group. Show is always called Morgan Freeman.
Mr. Guy.
And here are your categories. They are Morgan Freeman movies.
I appreciate it. I thank you, sir.
Name that NFL Europe team.
I know you're a big fan.
All About Lisa.
Lisa, your producer.
New on DVD.
DVD.
Home video.
I like video.
And States and Capitals.
Ah, that's educational for the kiddies.
So again, you've got Morgan Freeman movies.
Thank you.
Name that NFL Europe team.
Wonderful.
All About Lisa.
Wow.
New on DVD.
Yeah, man.
States and Capitals.
Go for it, Donnie.
And let's see, Steve, the nameless Steve from Seattle. You're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Okay. I'll take Morgan movies for one, please.
All right, this Morgan Freeman movie co-stars Renee Zellweger.
Steve, I will tell you this is a radio show.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Even if you're thinking, you have to go, to fill the time. Matthew, your chance to steal.
What is Nurse Betty?
Nurse Betty.
$1 for you, Matthew. You're in control.
I'll take Morgan Freeman movies for two, please.
Co-stars Brad Pitt. Maybe his greatest movie, I think.
What is Seven?
Seven.
$3
right.
For you, Matthew. Congratulations for knowing my films. Now select again.
Let's close out Morgan Freeman movies for three, please.
Co-stars Ashley Judd. Not the new one, the old one.
What is Kiss the Girls?
Right.
$3, Matthew. You've run the Morgan Freeman category, and I personally want to thank you. And now move on to another category. Go ahead.
Let's go with States and Capitals for one, please.
All right, it is the capital of the great state of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
That's right. Incidentally,
Tallahassee.
Steve, this guy's Steve from Seattle, the nameless guy.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy, he's working on a perfect game.
That's wow. Right. He's having a perfect game. So far, he's pitching a shutout. All right, go again, Matthew.
Let's go States and Capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of the great state of Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
Oh, that's a good poll.
$2 for you, Matthew. Go again. You've got a perfect game going.
Let's close out States and Capitals for three, please.
Okay, Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
There
wow,
you go. You
boy.
Know what? You know what you are? Who's the guy who the Ty Cobb replaced?
Ty Cobb.
Who's the guy, you know, or that Lou Gehrig replaced?
Babe Ruth.
No. Who's the guy? It's the Iron
Mantle.
Man. The Iron Man.
Lou Gehrig.
No. The original
Steve
Iron Man
Rose.
Was Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
Right? Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp. You are a real Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp. That's what this guy Steve is.
You're quite Steve the... He's a man. Wally Pipp is the guy that's not getting an opportunity.
Because Wally Pipp is the guy who took one day off.
Right.
And then Lou Gehrig came in, and Lou Gehrig played every day until he originated Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's right. And then that's Wally Pipp, you know what he did.
Until he invented Lou Gehrig's disease.
After that moment, he rode the pine. All right. You're in control, Matthew.
Let's go with DVD and home video for one, please.
All right. New this weekend on DVD home video. Stars Kevin Spacey.
What is K-Pax?
Right.
$1. You're doing fine. Select again.
DVD and home video for two, please.
Stars Robert Redford.
What is Spy Game?
$2. He's really having a fine game.
It's like a perfect game.
Go again, Matthew. Go
Let's on. Close out the category, please.
DVD stars John Cusack.
Is America's Sweetheart?
No.
What is America's Sweetheart?
No.
All right, Steve, your chance to steal.
What is,
thanks for coming to the party.
Goodbye, Wally.
D.A. here.
Serendipity.
And Matthew, you're in control. Time to move on to another category.
Let's go with NFL Europe teams for one, please.
All right. I am probably the only guy in America excited that it starts tomorrow.
This excites you?
Yes, it does.
Good for you.
Name the NFL Europe team for one. The team that plays in Barcelona.
What is the Spaniards?
Steve, your chance to steal.
The Barcelona Steel. What is the Barcelona Steel?
No.
No.
I know the answer. I share your affinity.
Yes.
That would be the Barcelona Dragons.
That's right, the Dragons.
Fine team. All right, Matthew.
Matt, go again.
Let's go with NFL Europe for two, please.
Amsterdam.
What is the Amsterdam hash pipe?
It's funny. You're a funny boy, Matthew. Steve, your chance to steal.
What is the Amsterdam...
Don't
box people.
Don't try, Steve.
Yeah, he's trying to make fun of your league. I know that hurts you.
No, I mean, don't try to compete with the other guy.
Do you know the answer?
Of course, the Amsterdam Admirals.
The Admirals. And now, Matthew, you're in control.
Let's close out NFL Europe teams for three, please.
Scotland.
What is the Scotland bagpipes?
Steve, your chance to steal. I say Matthew doesn't have the answers, but he's giving it all.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Steve, don't even bother to try. Steve,
I'm not trying. Go ahead.
All right. He doesn't know. What's the answer?
Scottish Claymores.
One more category, Matthew.
Scottish Claymores.
Let's go with All About Lisa for one, please.
All right. All About Lisa. Her last name.
Oh, what is Bryce?
Steve, your chance to steal.
What is Davis?
Time is running out for young Steve.
No, it's Lisa Herndon. That's her real last name.
Like the town.
Yeah. Like the town.
Yeah, but it's her real name.
Matthew, you're in control.
All About Lisa for two, please.
Excuse me, okay. Sex act she doesn't like to do.
What is back door?
Steve, your chance to steal.
Think of the one in particular.
What is white guys?
Now, that wouldn't be a sex act she doesn't like to do.
What's the proper answer?
Oral.
B. Oral. G.
Oral. Does that mean she likes backdoor?
Matthew, you're in control.
All About Lisa for three, please.
Race she enjoys sex with exclusively.
What is Caucasian?
Steve, your chance to steal.
What is black guys?
That's correct. By the skin of your teeth, you have made it yo-ho to the final round.
I can't
believe choice, I might add.
He fucked up. But right.
Oh, man, it's go time.
Okay.
I'm ready for her.
They're both in the running for a final low-budget Jeopardy.
I'm in the running for Lisa.
Now, Matthew, I want to tell you you're a smart guy, but I defy you to get this one right. Here we go. Your final low-budget Jeopardy answer is 4 years ago today, on April 11th, 1998, this movie starring Matt LeBlanc.
No fluffing needed.
You know, the guy from Friends, Matt LeBlanc.
Yes, go ahead.
This movie starring Matt LeBlanc knocked Titanic out of the number one spot at the box office.
Wow.
4 years ago today.
Wow.
This movie starring Matt LeBlanc knocked Titanic out of the number one spot at the box office. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a bottle of Morgan Freeman wine. I know you'll enjoy my fine wine because I make it the best way. You know what way that is?
What's that?
I take my time. Morgan Freeman wine is made from the finest grapes on the vine. We take the time to make our wine, and I know when you drink it, you'll like it just fine. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, you're on the move.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Before you get your answer, you want to tell your producer something for me?
What's that?
Tell Lisa it's harder than Chinese arithmetic, all right? That's all I want her to know.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Very good. Absolutely just fine. Morgan's ready. Morgan's at attention. Ever since you said that thing about the black guys.
She only gets it on with black guys.
I'm an older man and I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go do a Steve first. Steve, 1998, on this day, this Matt LeBlanc movie knocked Titanic out of the number one box office spot.
It was the, what is the Danger Will Robinson movie?
Fine effort. That knocks you down to zero, Steve.
He is lovably stupid.
Oh, man, I tell you, he's down. You're out of the game.
Matt, if you have the right answer, you're the winner.
What is Lost in
space.
Yeah.
And that means, Matthew Joseph, rightfully so, you are continuing to be our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Good job. I figured nobody would get that, and even the dumb guy from Seattle knew the movie, even though he didn't know the title.
Sweet Caroline.
Let's not get rid of the guy from Seattle, Steve.
That's true, yes, that's right.
Give him some prizes. Steve, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. And Matt, you get some money. Here now is master storyteller Morgan Freeman to tell you what you won. Morgan!
I will tell you W score there. It's a $30, Matthew. We had a bonus, and your previous winning, we add it all up. You've got $106. You must be happy about that.
Yes.
And Steve, no last name, let me tell you the prizes you've won. Are you ready, son?
I am ready.
All right, first of all, you have won a blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of Spy Game, starring Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Spy Game's available for rent now at Blockbuster. Make it a blockbuster night. But wait,
there's more.
You want a copy, a DVD of Oz. Now available on video and DVD comes a powerful HBO series that started it all, Oz. Oz. The complete first season now available to rent or buy with bonus features on DVD. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a Sexaholics prize pack. John Leguizamo stars in his fourth HBO solo special. Funny, intimate, raunchy. It looks at the colorful personalities who shaped John Leguizamo's childhood. Sexaholics premieres on April 13th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. Thanks for playing the game, Steve.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye-bye.
May I say something, Don?
Yes, of course, Morgan.
I had an absolutely exquisite time, as I always do on your show, the Don and Mike Show. Congratulations on Philadelphia and your other upcoming cities.
Thank you very much, Morgan.
Now I'm going to go out and have a plate of French fries covered with my favorite ketchup.
always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
It's a production of Coram Incorporated, and it's distributed by King World. Lisa, I can last.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Man, he seemed to get distracted there.
Harder than Chinese math. You hear that, honey?
Wow.
I'm going to break now, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting station.
Yes, this is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
See that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Listen, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And not only that, you can email us. And we'll play back some of your emails via the computer. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
All right, now we got a prize to give away. And I'm going to open up my stuff as a challenge here for a quick edition of Stump the Stoop.
Right. Fantastic.
You can beat me on Stump the Stoop. You're going to win a European-style multi-disc CD player and three bonus CDs. Mm-hmm. Lennon Legends, Paul McCartney's All the Best, and The Best of George Harrison.
Excellent.
Courtesy of EMI Music. All your favorite CDs, including Beach Boys, Greatest Hits, Bob Seger, Greatest Hits at Heart, Greatest Hits. CDs are always available at FYE, and this European-style multi-disc CD player is worth $1,000.
Very good.
So, here's how we play Stump the Stoop, if you've never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
We get old hit records from the 1970s.
Right.
Is that the genre we've selected today, the
70s? There might be an 80s, one or two from the 80s.
Okay.
Mostly the 70s.
Rob loads them in the machine, and you guys will attest to the fact that I don't know what's coming up.
Right.
You call up, and we, in essence, it's a duel where I say I can name it in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then you say 4 seconds. I say 3 seconds. You say 2 seconds.
Then when we get down to the time where you settle on, we play the 2 seconds or the 5 seconds of the song, and you have an opportunity to guess.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much undefeated at this game.
Right.
Because I'm a mental patient when it comes to knowing the intros of records.
Some of the songs you've guessed in 1 second
or less
amaze me.
And again, Rob's putting these in the machine. I am not looking.
Usually every time we play this game, we get one person, though, that gives you a slight run for your money. We usually have one that tries.
All right, let's start with Andrew. Andrew.
How you guys doing?
Doing okay.
What's up, Buzz?
Hey. You ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Stump the Stoop. Rob, what is the decade?
These are all 70s, ranging from, I think, 72 to 79.
70s, okay. I can, I'm sure, name it in 5 seconds.
Well, I'm 21, so I'm going to have a little bit of trouble, but let's go.
Well, now, can you say I can name it in 4?
I can name it in 4.
All right, you know what? To give you a fighting chance, here you go, 4 seconds.
You go on the CD, please.
Oh, hold on, CD, got you.
Ready?
Do you know it?
No.
I do. Black and White by Three Dog Night.
Exactly. Yeah, what year? Do we have the year?
I think 72.
72, yeah. All right.
That's right. What label?
Dunhill.
You're right.
ABC Dunhill.
Yeah.
All right, that was 4 seconds. And you realize that 4 seconds is a tremendous amount of time. Yeah. Time.
Get out 80s as well.
All right.
Get out 80s as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair, especially with a guy that's 21.
And let's give Andrew a shot with something. Andrew, will you feel comfortable with something from the 80s?
Well, yeah, to the 90s, if he could.
The 90s?
Well, the 90s, like an hour ago.
Okay, well, fine. I mean, it's up to you. You guys are...
Now, hold on a second. You called.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
you
called
down
to play,
with whatever you play.
To play the game, all right.
Down with whatever you... Right. Your rules.
All right. Very good. Well, let's do the
80s. A little lean on it, but we'll do our best.
Are you going to give him another 4 seconds?
Yeah, I'll say again.
All right.
Being as the 80s is probably closer to his demo, I'll challenge him again. I'm sure I can name it in 5.
Okay, 4. I got 4.
All right, 4 seconds. Name it in 4 seconds.
Three.
CD3, here you go.
Oh, God, I know that one.
Now I have advice for everybody that's going to call and play this game. At least try to play it. I mean, if you don't think you can play it.
Mike, I'm trying.
I know it. It's Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins.
Right.
The label is Arista Records.
Do you know songs from the 80s?
Yeah, I do. I do. I swear I do.
And you know this one, right?
Yeah, I do know this one.
Now that you hear this one, you know this
yes,
one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I have a
picture. Typical 80s. Didn't everybody sound like that in the 80s, too?
Yes.
Everybody sang right. like that in the 1980s.
Thank you, my friend. Good try. Let's go to Jennifer. Okay. Hi, Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
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 How are you?
70s or 80s?
Whatever you want.
Jennifer, what's going on in the background there?
My phone is ringing.
My God.
I know.
All right. Want to take care of that?
Yeah. I have to take care of it.
I can name a song in 5 seconds.
All right.
It's a hell of a ring.
She just went to...
Or hung up.
She just hung up.
Boy, I tell you, that made you want to jump out the window with that phone all day.
She just hung up. Let's go to Dave in Baltimore. Dave.
Hey.
Hey, 80s or 90s?
80s, please. And by the way, can I tell you that...
80s or 70s, I'm sorry.
80s.
Okay.
Also, I just want to tell you that the original Hollywood Squares comes back next week on Game Show Network.
Oh, well, TFG, thank friggin' God.
Much appreciate that.
Peter okay. Marshall, Pete LeCocq.
I can name it in 5.
I'd like to try and name it in 4.
I can name it in 3.
Ooh. All right, give me 2.
2 seconds. You got it.
Yeah. Always something there to remind me.
Negative.
Okay.
Tainted Love.
They sounded the same. They sounded
one
the
more
same.
Try?
It was one or the other.
No, one more try.
You get your chance. And also my least favorite song of the 80s.
I know you hate it.
I hate it with a passion.
All right,
so overplayed and it sucked so totally.
Joe, hi Joe.
Hey guys.
Hi, 70s or 80s?
Either one, 70s are fine.
70s are fine, all right.
One or two.
I can name it in 5.
4.
Oh, should I give him a chance?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, name it in 4. Oh, too freaking easy.
A horse with no name, America?
Now, how does it work? Do they keep going with you, or do, what do they get a prize?
Yeah, now, I think now I get a chance to name one in four as well.
Okay.
Okay, so CD2?
You go to CD2.
I got 4 seconds. If I can name this one in 4 seconds, mm-hmm. this guy and I will continue.
Goes on.
Okay. Randy Van Warmer, just when I needed you most.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With time to spare.
All right, so now we're going to go to another round.
Another round.
And I know you're a player.
Now, you know you're going to get phone calls from the people that said if you get a chance to name it in a, you know, after the caller guesses it, then the people that have lost should get a chance to name it after you do it, right?
Listen to our disclaimer. We're allowed to make up any rules.
No.
No, but no, that wouldn't follow anyway because
they lose.
They lose because they try it initially.
And what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to turn it around and let him start with the 5 seconds.
So the only time you lose is when you try and you can't guess it.
And you can't guess
it. That's it. So you get a chance.
All right. So now Joe is, we've tied now. Joe, the next song, you start the bidding at 5 seconds.
Well, I'll start at four.
You can do that.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. All right, I can name it in three. Now, you can either challenge me to name it in three, or you can say you'll take it in two.
Take it in three.
He's giving you 3 seconds, Don.
I'm giving you three.
No, he names it in three.
No, I'm challenging you.
Oh, you're challenging me to take it in
you
three.
Yeah, you said the three, and he's going for it. He's not going to take it in two. You have 3 seconds to name the song.
Gotcha. Backstabbers by the OJs.
Amazing.
Am I right?
Now, he gets a chance to name one in three?
Yes, he does. Bum, bum, bum.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
You ready? Here you go. 3 seconds, and name it in three. Good luck. Got it?
Hey, Jude, the Beatles? I'm on a cell phone. It was breaking up.
Oh, I'll play it for you again. Seconds.
Give another three.
I'll give it to you one more time. I already know it, incidentally.
Okay.
Here it is.
Let it be.
No. Sad Eyes.
Yeah.
Robert John.
Robert John.
Big fag record.
Robert John.
Sad Eyes. Get the doctor.
This guy's without testicles.
All right, Joe, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Worthy challenger.
That was a good one there.
Let's go to Barney. Hey, Barney.
Hi, Homer.
Barney?
Hey, how you doing?
70s or 80s?
80s.
I can name it in five notes.
Okay. Barney, you may go first.
I can name it in five.
I can name it in four.
I'll take three.
You're on.
Mickey Basil Tony.
Oh, you moron.
No.
Oh,
Tony
Basil, Mickey, God.
Mickey Basil. No. You know, he was all over the lot there.
I
know.
It was right there.
He was so excited that he just got them all jumbled up.
Right word.
It turned into a Buzz Burbank jumble.
Now listen, if I can name the next one in three, I'll give him another shot.
Okay, very good.
Okay. That's too funny.
Mickey Basil.
It's easy. Voices carry till Tuesday.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay.
Are we going to have another round?
Yeah, I'll give him another round because he really, it's Mickey by Tony Basil.
Right.
He said Basil by Tony Mickey.
It's backwards.
Mickey. Well, I'm a dumbass. What can you do?
Mickey right. Basil Tony.
All right, you want the 80s again?
Yeah, 80s are good.
All right.
Three or four. You
can
go three or four.
Okay, now let's see. Who should
I think first? He starts.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll do it in three.
Oh, God, you got balls. All right, I'll do it in two.
Take it.
All right. Too Shy by Kaja Goo Goo.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Now he has to name one in 2 seconds.
Right. And one of the worst records of all time. These guys,
God, this 80s music is horrible.
These guys had the gayest haircuts.
Shy Eye.
Okay.
Hush,
all right.
Hush, so
you've got to name this 80s song in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Here you go. Jesus Christ.
I know it.
I got it.
Take it. I have no clue.
Church of the Poison Mind by Culture Club.
Boy George, George O'Dowd, and actually for the 80s, one of my favorite songs. It's the only song that Boy George ever did that I like.
Also very gay.
Did you like this song? No, this is a good song.
Yeah. Very gay. All right, thank you, Barney. Good try.
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.
You can dig this song as long as you didn't watch the video.
Jennifer didn't hang up after all. Jennifer.
Hi.
70s, that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right, I can name it in five.
I can name it in four.
I can name it in three.
Oh, okay. You name it.
Okay, here we go.
That's it.
Get It On by Chase.
Yeah. He's got it.
Nice.
Now you have a chance. Is that it?
Yeah. All right, honey, now you can play again. If you can play another round, if you can name this one in 3 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
Can I do an 80s one?
No, because right now,
okay.
We're doing 70s.
Okay.
Here we go. You got it?
I have no idea, and every other one I knew.
Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Big hit.
Temptations.
Good
song. Motown Records.
Really, really big hit. Easy one, actually.
Aww.
Incidentally, great intro.
We do an 80s.
Do the weather. Do a PSA.
Go out and get a slice of pizza.
Phone call. Sorry, can't let you play again. Thank you, though, Jennifer.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, 70s or 80s?
80s.
80s. Okay, Steve, you go first.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm rocking.
Okay, you got to start by saying you can name it in 5.
Or whatever.
Or do it.
Steve, pay attention. Pay attention to the rules.
Steve, how many seconds can you name the song in?
10.
Well, no, Steve, we started 5.
All right, 5.
All right, I can name it in 4.
10.
Forget it. No.
No.
Dumbass award. Dumbass award. No, not qualified.
Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Jeff. Do you want to play 80s or 70s?
I'll do 80s.
80s. Okay, I'll go first. I can name it in 5.
4.
Should I give a shot?
Sure.
All right. Name it in 4.
It's,
I believe it's Putting on the Roots.
Yeah.
By Taco.
You know, the delay, the phone sucks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Whiner.
No.
All right.
Loser.
Right.
Goodbye. Okay.
Thank you. No.
Let's go to, Dale. Dale. Hello, Dale. Hey, Dale, buddy.
Yeah, what's up?
Dale, you up for 70s?
No, let's do 80s.
80s. All right. You start, Dale. Go ahead.
5.
4.
That's good for me.
I name it in 4?
No, you're giving it to him.
Okay. If you insist. Suddenly Last Summer by the Motels.
You have to get title and artist, too, right?
Yeah. And I had it in 1 second.
Right? Yeah.
Now he has a chance to name it in 4.
Yes. Now you have a chance
to name it. Might be a good strategy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Name this one in 4 seconds.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. I don't know. Sorry.
I have no idea.
You know what? That one's got me.
That's a tough one.
What is that?
That's hard. Do I get another turn?
That's Funky Town. Pseudo Echo.
No, that was Rob.
A big hit.
No, give him another one.
You want another
one?
Yeah.
That one doesn't count as a hit.
Now, what the hell was that? I've never heard of it.
Me either. Give him another one.
You all played it enough on Wava.
Did we?
Give him another. Okay, here's another one. Four seconds. Good luck.
I've heard it. I don't know. I've heard it.
Oh, you're a dumbass. That's so easy.
I am a dumbass.
Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
All right.
Remember them. We played them.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
This might be one of the ones we play probably more than any other one.
Yeah. The girl's thinking of a record like this, you got to play it every hour and 10 minutes.
Didn't they come on our show, too?
Yeah. She's big, fat, sloppy. And that's back when you and I were good looking, handsome.
Yeah, we were dreamy.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you want, 70s or 80s?
80s, please.
80s. You got? We got enough 80s?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
All right.
3 or 4, you can choose.
I'll name it in 5.
I'll name it in 3.
Hmm. Interesting. Take it. Go.
I know it's... Down Under. I come from the land down under, and I'm trying to remember the name of the band, and it's...
Well, you still got time.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Men at Work.
Oh, he pulls it out. Wow.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you got one for Don in 3 seconds?
All right. 4 seconds.
No, you had 3 seconds.
He had 3 seconds.
But well, you need to go to CD4.
3 seconds. Oh, that's what you're pointing for. CD4. Okay, here we go. No. And we danced by the Hooters. Wow. Named it in two, and I'll tell you that if you were a disc jockey and you were talking it up, right here is where you would go on WLS. Da 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 da. All right, you live to play another day.
All right.
Okay.
Now you can start the bidding, sir.
Now I'm going to name the decade. Now I'm going 70s.
70s. Start the bidding, sir.
Name it in three.
Oh, what a decision process that was for you.
I'll give it to you. 70s. Name it in three. Good luck. Hold on. That was still Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Number two, I guess.
Okay. Name it in 3 seconds. Go.
I have no idea. I thought we were doing the 80s. That's why I...
No, I just switched it up to the 70s.
I know that, but...
Well, that's Amos Moses by Jerry Reed.
That shouldn't count.
But let's give him one more, shot at the 80s.
It was actually When You're Hot, You're Hot.
Oh, that means he stays in the hunt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Which, as you know, is the same song.
So now you guys go another round here.
Hold on. Wait, are you kidding me?
They sound exactly the same. They do. Amos Moses and When You're Hot, You're Hot are identical records.
And it'd be Crap Game going back in the attic.
So now you guys go on to another...
All right, we'll do this one in the 80s.
Okay. In all them pots.
In the 80s. I'll name it in... I'll play your own game against you. I'll name it in three.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you're on. Adamant Strip.
Yep.
So obscure.
This record was a hit. If I strip for you, will you strip for me?
I remember you used to sing that to me.
Times like this, great heaven knows.
What a great hit it was.
We wish we had.
Forgot how easy it was to hit record.
All right, you got to name it now. In how long, Robbie?
He had
three seconds.
Three seconds. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, Steve, here you go.
I know it's past the Dutchie, and I can't remember the name of the band.
He's a player, man.
He ought to get it just by having the name.
All right. Those little Jamaican kids. Something new.
All right.
Who does it?
Yeah.
Musical Youth.
Musical Youth. Okay, yeah.
Just past the Dutchie.
You guys are going to a third round.
Past the Dutchie. You know what? I'm just going to give him the prize.
All right. He was the best player we had today.
Thank you.
Let's just do one more for fun.
All right.
Let's do one more for fun and see if we can each of us name it in 1 second.
All right, 80s, hopefully.
All right, 80s, you got it. Incidentally, you've won the European-style multi-disc CD player, and that is from FYE. Prize worth $1,000.
Great.
Okay, so now we're each going to try to name an 80s song in 1 second.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? Let's see. And CD number two, Rob? Or
well, this 70s, 70s, 80s. Hold on.
Oh, 80s. 80s. Okay, here we go. 1 second. I got it. Do you?
Dance Hall Days. Wang Chung, isn't it?
Oh, he's good. He's good. And over the phone, it is a little more difficult, so that's good.
All right, here's another one. I've got it. Do you have it?
I don't have that one.
I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
Great song.
I Want Candy.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Hey, you're a good player, Steve.
Thanks.
Go to number three.
If you like.
All right. How about we just hear it, and as soon as you or I know it, Steve.
Can I play one round against you?
Sure.
I can name that song in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Karma Chameleon.
Yep.
All right, hold on, Steve. Hold on. Hold on a second. All right, you want to play one with in the 70s with me, Mike?
Yeah, 80s would be preferable, but
come on, you're as old as me.
I am as old as you, but I wasn't a disc jockey during the 70s.
But they're all big hit records.
All right, I can name that song in 5 seconds.
Okay, go.
You can call. That's Dude Walker. You win. Ding, 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 ding,
long, cool woman in a black dress by the Hollies.
All right, go ahead. All right, I lost. I always lose this game in the 70s. I know the songs, I just don't know their titles.
See how fast I can get this one. Dragging the Line by Tommy James.
Dragging the Line. All right, this time I'll kick your ass. I'm ready this time. Here we go.
80s?
Yeah. I can name that song in 2 seconds.
Go.
Yeah, that one.
That's Vacation by the Go-Go's, Mike.
Is that Vacation?
Yeah.
See, you're over there pressing the buttons. I played that. So, I mean, I was sitting in the studio when you played that 500 times. As a matter of fact, I'm reasonably sure that I could talk it up, ladies. But I don't know the goddamn song title.
All right, one more. All right. One more. How many seconds?
You want to start the bidding?
Go ahead.
I can name that song in 4 seconds.
Okay, go.
Oh, it's the band with the big hair and the guy that sounds like a fag.
That's the one.
Am I close?
Promises, promises by Naked Eyes.
I knew that.
Promises, promises.
Jesus, every MF-er during the 80s sounded like that.
Sorry.
They are, you know, where are they now? Like they're selling shoes.
They're on Stump the Stoop.
Doubt. They all sound that way.
You got one more?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
All right, last
I haven't
one.
Heard it in a long time. So.
Okay.
I can name that song in one note.
You're on.
Wait a minute. Wait,
I might have put the wrong one in.
Yeah, I think you did. He said.
Right.
He so said getting another one. Dun, 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 dun.
I believe I've got it.
No, all right.
Is it Wang Chung?
It is After the Fire, Der Kommissar.
Oh, really? Oh, it's a weird intro.
Yeah.
All right.
And I remember, I think it was either Doug Limerick or Dude Walker, or one of those disc jockeys back then said, After the Fire, at your house. It's okay, though. They left the TV on the lawn. You know, just a great intro, man. I always say, you know what I mean? I just love that little intro. I always remember that one.
Right, we got a break.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for playing Stump the Stoop. Congratulations to Steve.
Yes.
Who won the CD player worth $1,000.
Technically, though, I believe you're still undefeated.
Yep. Champion of Stump the Stoop. When we come back, we'll get to your emails, and it'll be a very quick run-through of the movies that we haven't seen yet.
Very good.
We will review them for you right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Guys in Unified Communications, are you unified? Find out more and call 877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com. Yo-ho. Friday, we normally have Charlie Stossel on the show to review movies.
Yes, Charlie's vacationing. Ah.
And I was thinking about something that Mike and I used to do years ago, because, frankly, we have a gift.
We do.
Bless.
It is a gift.
The gift of sight. Amazing.
The gift of God.
The second sight.
The fact that we can review movies without even having seen the movies.
Absolutely.
So now, rather than the Charlie Stossel movie segment, welcome to We Review Movies We Haven't Seen Yet.
We know how.
Because we're so smart.
Any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just the bit of
compassion. And we like this song.
And any shop girl can be a top.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
I could have lived back then.
I know you, Betty Boop.
I could have been doing it. You're sitting in this studio wearing a tuxedo.
Now, Rami, I think that we should each have a tops of a 1 minute timer.
You want me to time you?
A 1 minute timer.
Yeah, and that's where Rob will shout out time when the review is over.
Review the movies that we haven't seen. There are, as far as I can tell, 3 major movies this weekend that are coming out. And,
do you want a warning at 30?
No.
All right. No need.
I'll go first, if you don't mind.
Very good. Are you with our first movie?
The first movie is Changing Lanes.
Go.
Ready? Start the timer. Go. Changing Lanes, I know, is with Sam Jackson and Ben Affleck, who I think is kind of a douche. But I will see it because I will see any movie that Sam Jackson is in. My problem with this movie, as in all movies, is that I already know everything that's going to happen because I've seen the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen the fact that Sam Jackson has to get some paperwork to keep his family in his apartment or something.
Right.
And Ben Affleck gets in an accident with him. Ben Affleck is an a-hole and drives away, but he leaves behind some kind of a document.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam Jackson ruins Ben Affleck's, Ben Affleck ruins Sam Jackson's credit, and Sam Jackson takes the things you screw into a tire.
Lug nuts.
Off Ben Affleck's tires,
right.
And his tires fall off his car, and I'm guessing by the end of the movie, everything gets worked out. I like it. I'm going to go see it, even though I think I already know all about it. And...
time!
Wow. Mike.
What? Very good. Sam Jackson, also one of my favorite actors. However, Sam Jackson does not take care of the Ben Affleck factor for me. I don't know what it is about Ben Affleck, but I really feel so strongly about this particular actor that I don't go see his movies. There's something smarmy and something wishy-washy about him. There's something phony about him. I think that he was fine with Matt Damon when they teamed up, but right now there's just I haven't seen a movie with Ben Affleck. I certainly didn't go see Pearl Harbor, and I don't like Ben Affleck, and it's a personal thing. I base this not on any objective criteria whatsoever. Pardon my total subjectivity, but Ben Affleck is in the movie. I'm not going to be sitting in the theater, and I don't like a quitter. Of course, he went to rehab.
Stop drinking.
But anyway, that's the way I feel about this. And, I saw the last part of the trailer, wasn't able to really get the gist of the plot. Saw a couple of explosions. Forget it. Don't want to go see this movie. It's a bad movie. Don't see it. Thank you.
Got 5 seconds.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we need a sax player in the band crap.
All right, Mike, you may go next on the second release, the Cameron Diaz movie, The Sweetest Thing.
Now, I just got done talking about how I feel about Ben Affleck. Let me tell you how I feel about Cameron Diaz. I think Cameron Diaz is a romantic comedy girl. She is not only incredibly hot to look at, she not only has incredible sex appeal, but she knows how to do comedy. And since this is a comedy, I think this movie is going to be a smash hit. I'm not really, once again, familiar with the plot. I've seen very few movies in the last few months. I'm not up to speed with movies we haven't seen yet, because normally I see a lot of trailers. But I haven't looked at this. I've seen
the ads on TV.
I've seen an ad for it, and I think this movie looks like her cup of tea. I like her. What she's doing is what all actors and actresses should do. They should remind themselves of what their type is, why they get cast in these movies, and they should seek out the roles where they are specifically designed. Sweetest Thing is a perfect movie. It's a perfect vehicle for her, and I think she's going to be outstanding in this movie. I give this movie 4 stars. It's getting mixed reviews, but I'll tell you right now, I think this
movie...
All right, thank you. Reset, please. I hate Cameron Diaz.
Wow.
She got the Joker mouth.
Beautiful.
I'll give you this.
Sexy mouth.
Please.
Sorry.
I'll give you this. She got a nice body.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that this broad does do in her movies is shake her ass all the time.
Right.
But I want to say something to you, honey, if you're listening right now. You want to get my ass, my big pimply ass in the theater to see your beautiful ass? You better show me your ass. Because I never see it. It's always in pants. It's always in Charlie's Angels. It's in a bathing suit. Or it's in a skin-tight diving suit. I need to see something. I need to see your butt cheeks. I need to see your boobs. But for God's sakes, shut that big Joker mouth of yours. I don't like Cameron Diaz. This to me is like a goddamn stupid high school movie. I'm sure even my son would say this is a fag movie. I won't go see it. I'm sure it'll do big box office because America's full of dumb fag idiots. But I say don't go see The Sweetest Thing. Thank you. Third movie, Mike. There were this weekend. Human Nature. It's my turn to go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Go. Human Nature. I am undecided about this movie.
Uh-oh.
I like Tim Robbins. I like the fact that it's made by the guy who made Being John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the ads where Tim Robbins is trying to teach mice how to use knives and forks.
Right.
I'm not crazy about it. I'm really not crazy about the guy who they end up getting. I guess he lives like Tarzan. He's all covered with hair. And they bring him to America, and they shave him down, and they teach him manners and stuff. It's the guy who was Hugh Grant's roommate in that awful movie with Julia Roberts,
Notting Hill,
and he was also the kicker in the movie The Replacements. I don't like this guy. And he's like the star of the movie. But I would see it before I would see the Cameron Diaz movie. And Tim Robbins is a pretty funny guy, I think. And the concept is pretty funny, so I'd say go see Changing Lanes, then go see...
Time!
Mike.
Gene, you ignorant slut. How can you say that that guy was bad in the movie Notting Hill? That guy was a discovery in the movie Notting Hill. He was so completely uninhibited that he made that movie. And any movie that this guy is featured in, especially in the, you know, the role of the kind of the guy, this is the guy they're kind of developing into a human being. Isn't that what it's basically supposed to be? Tim Robbins, you know, he's hit and miss as far as I'm concerned, but he's made some fantastic movies. He's made some serious movies, some not so serious movies. This guy, I wish I knew the actor's name, but he is so, he's just so real. And I've rarely seen an actor that brings that to the screen. When he was in Notting Hill, when he posed in that door, sitting in there in just his underwear, any guy that plays it that real, where he just lets it all hang out and lets you see how disgusting and ugly he is, and he made me laugh, and I thought Notting Hill was a fantastic movie. It was a chick flick, but I'll tell you, I love that movie. Hey, it's my time.
Sorry, Fag.
It's my time.
Sorry.
I think Human Nature is going to be a good movie, and I think Tim Robbins has pretty good has a pretty good idea of the script. Go see it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've effectively replaced Charlie Stossel on Fridays.
Very good. I'll try to see more trailers. I wasn't happy with my performance today at all. Even though I have the second sight, I know all the movies that I recommended are going to be here.
You've got the gift, Mike. Don't worry about it.
I do. I just thought I could bring more information.
You and I can join.
I understand.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Changing Lanes, The Sweetest Thing, Human Nature.
Right.
We have just reviewed movies we have not seen.
And we kind of were, I think, probably as unified on Changing Lanes as, you know, you gave it kind of a weak thumbs up and I gave it a thumbs down, so we'd probably be pretty close on that one.
And we were definitely divided on
Sweetest Thing.
Sweetest Thing. And the other one, I think the movie that we were the most unified on was the Tim Robbins. I just hate the guy who they shaved down.
But you're going to go see it.
No, tomorrow, Fried and I are going to go see the Sam Jackson movie.
Okay, all right, very good. All right.
What would you see?
If I was going to go see the movies, I'd probably go to Human Nature with Tim Robbins.
All right, there you go. Now, on to the email. Until next time, the balcony is closed. onto the email that you have sent us.
Until next time, the balcony is stained.
Hold on. This ain't my email music. Hold on a second. Let me find my email music.
Man.
It's Panama.
That's pretty. Please.
Give me the email music, Robbie.
Anytime, that plays.
Come on.
Start it from the beginning.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's time once again to go to the Don and Mike email bag. You send us email. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. We play back the emails on the air with a computer voice. Let's hear what you, the Don and Mike listener,
Johnny, were you dancing there for a second? What's going on? What?
I think he's got too many people in here bothering him.
Oh, okay. Too many people touching you?
Too many people are hovering over him.
Now, look at him.
Now, Lisa, do you have something for me to follow along here with here? Many times I actually have the emails in case I need to translate something.
Come on, Lisa.
They must be around here somewhere.
Come on. Yeah, come on, Lisa. What was she bugging you, Johnny?
Rob was hovering and Lisa was bothering you a little bit too.
All right, well,
welcome to my world.
Let's just.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, she just said F you.
My goodness.
F you. Well, Mike.
Ugly words.
What
did
you say? I said you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she said it. She didn't say F. She said,
I know, back at you. She's flipping you off. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Do that on.
Roll it.
Old email message from Lyle 0718. Subject. Quote, this sounds funny. H to the is. O. V to the is. A. You guys rule. This is for Tim. Love you long time.
Oh, that's a good
old
one.
Email message.
That's a good
from
one.
From JONROW7. Subject. Lisa. What is up with Lisa? Is it that time of the month? Maybe her tampon is crooked. She is still one hell of a POA, though. Give Whitey a chance, Lisa.
One hell of a POA.
An email message.
Give Whitey a chance.
From Harpo Marx. Subject. A message from Sacramento. Mike and Rob, we are going to be listening live again soon.
Live soon.
Consider yourselves warned. Let's see how good you can do the Sacramento dance with your legs busted and my foot in your duke. We are coming to get you, Faggots.
Hold on. Faggots. He wanted to make faggot. And Mike and Robert doing the dance now. These are all emails that have arrived in the last few moments. These are the freshest ones we have.
What if Sacramento had a Mike and Rob dance?
I bet they do.
I'm sure they do.
Okay, let's roll it, Johnny.
Message from MACSMACKETH. Subject. Long time listener. It's 420 here. Puss. Give. Forgive me. I smoked it all. Rob F. U. Old email message. From Kenny. Subject. Don. Mike. You rock. I'm looking for Mr. Pedasso. A Mr. Stu Pedasso. Has Stu Pedasso called today? This voicemail dude sounds like a Stu Pedasso when saying, subject.
Stop that again.
That's funny.
The name is Stu Pedasso.
Pedasso.
Can you run that one back? I'd love to hear that one again. That is a great one. I don't know where... You can't do it? Okay. Hey, that's my favorite one today.
That is
okay.
Funny.
Keep it going.
The email message. From Al Pacino. Subject. None. She's got a great ass. And you've got your head all the way up there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
From John _ Scads. Subject. Don dies. Blades opening for Greaseman.
Greaseman.
I wish Don had died.
Oh, my.
It would have left an opening for the Greaseman. Hey, Waddle Dudley Mike. It's the Grease and Mike show. Waddle Dudley, bone dry. Hey, Mike, come lick my nasty dough dots. My dog Blue will take care of it. Okay. All the mail message.
What is the fascination with
from
the Grease Man?
I
don't know.
Subject. Buzz, have you no Olive?
Thank
hello.
You.
Hello, my name is Joe Camel. Welcome to Cancer Corner. This is my friend Nick O'Teen. You guys rock. And that's for Tim. Please lick my hairy bees. If you please.
Ha!
This is Devo from Spokane. Old email message. From Ram 30. Subject. Peter Piper picked the pick of pickles. If Peter Piper picked the pick of pickles, how many pickles did Peter Piper pick? Ha 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 go dot o I o was sir you guys rock F U Tim. Old email message.
Wow.
From Peter Rongeli. Subject. Dear Radio Gods. If I put on my monkey suit, can I come and play in Lisa's hair? Old email message from Dana and Michelle Bullard. Subject. Yo, homies. Look, yo, I be speaking Ebonics.
That's hard. I can't understand
but this is N equals host. If this computer had a mouth, I'd be slamming some fortes with equals my dog's G. You keep in your hands strong.
That must be terribly written.
Yeah.
Keep flashing equals that bling bling, my brothers. You rock. That's so Tim. Peace out. Equals yo.
Yeah.
Old email message.
Were there a lot of yo's in there?
Yeah.
Subject. The concert. Hey, Mike. Maybe crack can open for Poison. That should bring in more than 230 people. The lower balls.
And here's
Dan, old email message. From Gabe Guybe. Subject. Love me. I am a manly computer. But I am lonely. Hey, Don and Mike. This is the computer talking to you. Hook a brotha up. Help. I need some mechanical oven. Rob's cackle sounds sexy.
Okay,
there it is.
That's it from from another edition of the Don Mike mailbag.
Excellent.
Don Mike email bag. Next week we'll have a new computer voice.
All right.
You can keep sending us the email at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Good.
I like that.
Yeah.
People are getting the hang of that.
They are.
So.
It's getting better and better.
There were a couple in there that really, really cracked me up.
Yeah, there were some funny ones today all day. Thank you.
There was the one in there that just, I know the one that say, you got a great ass.
Yeah.
And you got your head all the way up.
And then Pete Asso.
Stupidasso.
Stupidasso.
In
a world where owning a radio was strictly for forbidden,
you guys get
one
it.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Christ, it's buzzing.
He made it up.
That is so good. Thank you, everybody. Keep those emails coming over the weekend.
Fantastic.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, some New Yorkers may soon drink toilet water. You may be already.
I am.
Ew.
I am.
Sorry.
I am.
You drink right out of the toilet?
Yeah, it's just like a dog.
Yeah, so do I.
Clear the lines now. Let's try to give away. How much are we down to?
$200.
$200. For the celebrity burp.
Falling.
As the jackpot gets smaller, as the hints get easier.
Yeah, it's getting more exciting, isn't it?
Me, the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. And dig on today's brand new clue to identify the celebrity burp, everybody. And stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Hey, Rob?
Well, he's not here.
I think, you're here.
We
heard that jingle, right? We think it'll be a Monday?
Yeah, it should. It was sung yesterday, so I'll call the gentleman morning.
We did order. I paid for it out of my own pocket. Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
We're good. I'm happy for you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dave Each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Hopefully we'll be able to debut that for you Monday.
I really hope your jingle comes on tonight.
On Monday's episode, just ahead of Buzz. Let's do the secret celebrity burp. Hello, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yeah, hi. What's your name, my friend?
This is Greg from the Nasty.
All right, here you go. Call 100. Let me see. You've won from Blockbuster the DVD Spy Game with Bob Redford and Brad Pitt.
Ah, Bob Redford.
Spy Game available for rent now at Blockbuster. Make it a Blockbuster night. If you really want to gross yourself out,
yes.
Rent. Frida and I last weekend rented the movie with Robert Redford and James Gandolfini.
Oh, okay.
The Last Castle.
One about the penitentiary.
Yeah.
Ah.
If you want to see something not as gross as Clint Eastwood taking his shirt off.
Right.
But almost.
Right.
Check it out, because Robert Redford is shirtless through a lot of the movie.
And Robert Redford's looking at 70, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like Buzz. It's like seeing Buzz. Okay, now here are your clues for celebrity burp. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here are the clues we've given. Entertainer, actor, the pollen's still killing me.
Yeah.
Actor or an actress, handsome devil, star of a television show,
right?
Been on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay,
the show was in black and white and in color, and the person had dual roles on the show.
Hmm.
Christ, I'm drawing you a roadmap here.
Right.
Get it right, you'll win $200. Get it wrong,
jackpot goes down to $175.
And please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
Here we go. Oh, there it is. Hold on, there's... Let me give you the full setup here.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. You actually got to hear it twice for the same price.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah, you know I like it. I'd give you one of those big yes, but my voice is...
I know, I understand.
Crackling. Okay, for $200, who is it?
I'll just take a guess and say John Goodman.
John Goodman?
Good guess.
No, we're sorry.
Nope.
Actually, man, that money's going to be down to nothing next week.
Not a bad guess. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
And when we start again Monday...
$175.
We're down to $175.
Amazing but true, as we head on down to a zero jackpot.
Wasn't Roseanne great in black and white?
She was fantastic.
Hold on, Don.
Right.
Listen
to the clues.
John Goodman played many roles on Roseanne.
Yeah. Boy, you know,
roles.
The dual roles, that's what's killing me here.
A handsome devil.
Yeah,
killing me.
It's pretty
handsome
easy.
Devil justice.
You think about it. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Someone got it right today on the instant feedback.
Really?
They did.
Scary.
Someone got it right. someone from Rochester, New York.
Put a billboard in Times Square, Don.
But listen, but because the deal is though, they wrote on the instant feedback and we said, just tell us on the air if we're right.
Right.
Now, you son of a bitch, I told you you're right.
You can't play now.
Don't be like going on the internet and posting what the answer is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Buzz. Like running out to do it now.
Here is Buzz.
I am.
Oh, there's a good chance we're going to lose that 175 on Monday.
Of course, I could just be effing with you.
No!
Because a lot of people have written in and said that they know who it is.
That's true. Fascinating.
Okay. Quite a few people have written in.
I haven't even gotten one guess on the dual roles.
Do you know the number one answer that we're getting in the emails and the instant feedback?
What's that?
People just don't listen to the hints.
No. Right.
Matt Damon.
Right.
People think it's Matt Damon.
TV star.
Uh-huh.
Yes, in black and white.
Yeah, right. Black and white TV star Matt Damon.
Matt right. Damon. Information. Matt Damon was still in his dad's nutsack when black and white TV was out.
Amen.
Okay, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, there may someday be drinking toilet water in some of New York suburbs. Rockland County's looking into whether sewer water can be treated and made suitable for drinking. Past and present drought conditions prompted this thinking, so Rockland County has now joined the local water company in spending $30,000 on a study of the toilet water idea. Quoting one official, the technology exists and it is being done elsewhere in the country. The treatment facility would take at least 2 years to build, though, and the cost is expected to be astronomical.
Hey, and never too much money to clean up my S water.
You get a buzz? Astronomical.
There you go. I get it.
Democratic Congressman James Traficant says he'll run for re-election even after being convicted on all the federal charges against him.
What he ought to run for is a new hairdo.
Thank you. The Ohio lawmakers found guilty of bribery, racketeering, and tax evasion. He's been ordered to give up $96,000 in ill-gotten gains.
What he ought to give up is the styling mousse that he's using right now.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. He could get up to 63 years in prison, but he says he'll appeal the verdict. He says he's innocent and that he has no plans to resign.
And no plans to change that hairdo that he's wearing. Oh, I didn't get it that time.
The head of the New York Arts... There it is.
Another hair joke. That's three.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
I just happened with you.
The head of the New York Archdiocese failed to report to police the sexual relationship between a priest and a 15-year-old girl, according to the New York Post.
Well, at least it's not a boy.
This reportedly happened back when Cardinal Egan was a bishop in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
At least it's closer to normalcy.
Yeah, closer. The story says he allowed the priest to resign, but that he never told police about what is considered statutory rape. He did, however, reportedly fire the girl, who was working as a church receptionist, fired her after she reported she was pregnant. The New York Archdiocese denies the story.
You know, maybe that's why they do it with boys.
Yeah. So they can't get them pregnant?
Yeah.
Give yourself a fanfare.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Don Geronimo, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the church. My name is Monsignor Broyhill.
No presidential medals of valor for the cops, firefighters, and paramedics lost in the World Trade Center attack. The New York Post says you can thank Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy for that. Last October, House lawmakers voted to give the posthumous medals by a vote of 409-0. But Senator Leahy said reportedly that the recipients are supposed to be chosen by a panel of their peers, not by lawmakers. Leahy runs the committee that would have put the decision up to a vote, but the Post says because the rules weren't followed, he never bothered to bring it up for a vote.
Douchebag.
What a dick. Leahy denies that
story.
What
a big douchebag.
He denies the story?
He says it's not factually accurate.
I don't believe him. It sounds like douchebag spin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always engage your parking brake before leaving your vehicle. Dateline Los Angeles. An empty American Airlines jet yesterday began to roll on its own.
Wow.
The 767 crashed through a fence and knocked out some power lines.
Wait, did you put the emergency brake on?
Get to know Charlie.
Oh, no. It's rolling!
No one got
Oops,
hurt.
Charlie. That was my fault, as usual.
Get to know Charlie.
Thank you.
No one got hurt, but the investigation is on. The feds, who've long said they have proof that a mobster was faking mental illness, are now going after the people who helped in the scam. Now the psychiatrist for Vincent the Chin Gigante is being forced to talk to a grand jury about the alleged conspiracy. Before he went to prison, the Daffy Don was shuffling around Greenwich Village in a bathrobe, muttering. His family, his priest, his shrink, and even a city councilman backed up the crazy act. Now the feds are looking to force them all to testify. The psychiatrist promised to testify in exchange for the feds dropping their subpoena. Sammy the Bull Gravano, meanwhile, may have to find a new lawyer. His lawyer is Lynn Stewart.
Stay cool.
Lawyer's not Donald Ephraim?
No, it's Lynn Stewart, the 69-year-old attorney who was indicted this week for allegedly helping an imprisoned terrorist communicate with his Al-Qaeda followers.
I thought you were talking about Lynn Russell.
No, Lynn Stewart.
from Headline News.
Ooh, boy, she can be my lawyer.
So,
baby, take some dictation.
Yeah.
So that Lynn Stewart can now fight her own battle, the lawyer's asking that Gravano's sentencing be delayed until, quote, after newly arisen conflict of interest issues have been resolved. Gravano's looking at 12 to 15 for distribution of the drug ecstasy.
I suggest he hired Donald the Hemorrhoid Ephraim.
You know, that's his mafia name.
They all have mafia names. Sammy the Bull.
Donnie the Roid.
Yeah. Don the Hemorrhoid Ephraim.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he did that crazy act when he's down in Florida.
Yeah.
Walks around in his bathrobe a lot.
According to a new study, 1 in 4 men say they are premature in bed.
Well, hello. Hello, my name is Don.
The study also shows that the Minutemen don't think their condition has much effect on their relationships or their self-esteem.
Again, hello, my name is Don.
They say it also doesn't scare them away from seeking or having sex.
Hello, my name is Don.
So most of them are not seeking professional help.
I don't need help, douchebag.
The study also found that the men...
I'm not speaking to you, Buzz.
Oh,
I'm speaking to the survey.
The people who did the survey. The study also found that the men surveyed are having sex once or twice a week at an average of about 8 minutes per session.
I have more than that.
Eight minutes.
More often, but less time.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. Correct.
It's gratifying when the good guys win. Mike Myers is going to get to call his next Austin Powers movie Gold Member after
all. All right, good for him.
MGM, which makes the real James Bond movies, was strong-arming New Line Cinema, which makes the Austin Powers movies. But it cost New Line Cinema a lot of money. Back in January, it had to recall the 1,100 previews it had sent to theaters that splashed the name Gold Member across the screen.
That's funny.
CBS News effed up Wednesday night by letting the S word...
We got a break.
Oh, okay, let's do that.
We got a break.
Time.
What did he do?
No, he just wrote Q-Line Cinema.
Man, you know, it's Rob. From Monday at the beginning of the show to the end of the show at Friday, he doesn't break.
Oh,
there's no break for hate.
Weekend as well.
Q-Line Cinema.
And all weekend to refresh.
God.
Buzz, I know the story about CBS and the S-word.
Yes.
We'll get to that right after this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike just figured it out. Buzz's News.
I love the look of disappointment on your faces when that happened.
I could have lied to you.
Yeah, I know.
I
you were thinking
out.
About it for a second.
Yeah,
I saw you processing whether you were going to tell me that.
You'd be mad when you found out that I lied to you.
Very good.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Maybe Monday we'll have a winner on the Celebrity Burp.
You never know.
Buzz's News is brought to you today by Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY or visit Verizon-UC.com. And we want to thank Amtrak for bringing us to Philadelphia and bringing us to New York.
All right.
The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. And here is now the bobblehead doll. Well, you dig the Len Kravitz,
oh,
man,
I love
huh?
the Lenny Kravitz.
Here is Buzz Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. CBS News effed up Wednesday night by letting the S-word slip through.
Ooh.
48 Hours was doing a story about the murder of a former Manhattan fashion writer. They rolled tape of her ex-boyfriend saying, "When I heard she was dead, I knew I was in deep S." Quoting a CBS spokeswoman, "We intended to beep it, but it got past us." She says the word was removed from the West Coast broadcast.
Yeah, I bet no one gets a call from Steve Lerman about that.
No, not at all. No, we would, though.
Yeah. But us, you
right,
know,
yeah.
Let us say orgasm more
right.
than one time on the show.
I'm Dan Rather, CBS News, tough ass.
He has us on speed dial. The management of the Radisson DeVille Hotel in Miami Beach told their employees they could take the next few days off if they wanted. They didn't want any workers to feel uncomfortable in the midst of this weekend's big Swingers Convention.
Hey, when are you and Marcia going?
It will be out this evening, as a matter of fact. None of the employees said they would mind. They were all working this weekend. The entire 17-story hotel has been booked by a California-based group called Lifestyles Organization. That's so there'd be no other guests feeling uncomfortable. The convention features thousands of couples from every state in the union except North Dakota for some reason. The group says its members would rather not be called swingers. It says they prefer play couples.
Play couples.
Hi. That's pretty funny.
I'm Buzz.
I am a play couple.
It says most of the members are cops and teachers, upper to middle class, or middle to upper class, rather.
And I'm Marcia. I'm here with Radio Boy.
Quoting
cops and teachers.
Quoting a spokesman, not the people you see on Jerry
cops
Springer.
Cops and teachers. Yeah. Most of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd and be, radio news people.
What they say.
There'll be a few, I'm
yeah,
sure.
To tell the truth, you'd love to be down there, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't mind.
A man who said he killed seven co-workers to prevent the Holocaust now admits he faked his mental illness.
Hi.
This was recent.
How you doing, Rob?
Michael McDermott of Cambridge.
You are on the air, sir.
Michael McDermott of Cambridge, Massachusetts, says he lied to doctors for years to get the antidepressants he preferred.
Oh, wasn't G. Gordon Liddy?
No.
Okay.
He says he also researched faking mental illness on the internet and through books.
Wow.
His scam had him saying that the Archangel St. Michael appeared and told him to travel back in time to kill Hitler and six of his generals.
You are on the air, sir.
Hello, Gordon. I'm your archangel.
In reality, he was just upset his company had withheld some of his wages to pay back taxes. It's an election year in Germany, and the big issue seems to be on whether the chancellor dyes his hair. A German news agency recently quoted an image expert saying that Gerhard Schröder would be more convincing if, quote, he didn't dye the gray from his temples.
Are you for him, Rob?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's good for the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Ooh. Take it away, Rob.
Gerhard, your hair looks so good now that you've lost the gray right out of your hair.
Schröder had gone to court to make the news outlet stop repeating the expert's advice, but a judge has delayed a decision, so the hair dye comment keeps getting replayed.
And you play such a great piano, Schröder.
In the meantime, the chancellor's been releasing an affidavit from his hairdresser saying that his hair color is real.
Liar.
I am.
In sports.
My hair grows. What do you care?
Rain delays in Augusta, Georgia for the PGA's Masters Tournament.
Paint your bald spot.
Tiger Woods started his day three shots back. He just teed off
sick
about an hour ago. Padraig Harrington, is that right?
Padraig Harrington.
Sergio Garcia and Phil Mickelson have the lead at 5-under midway through the second round, thanks to Davis Love's first bogey.
Irv's son.
Davis Love the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally,
Buzz.
Yes,
you're not going to have time for finally.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
planning.
Let me just say, here we go. WNEW. Have a great weekend. Love you long time.
Bye.
See you Monday. And 5-0-7-6-5-4-3-2-a-toodaloo.
Ass.
Everclean.
There okay. you go. Now, finally.
Now, here you go. Now, now on to the stations who really care about the show.
Three employees of a Subway sandwich shop in Naples, Florida, have been arrested for stealing the money they said was taken in an armed robbery.
Henry Clay Henry.
Police say their first clue was that one of the female employees didn't seem like someone who'd just been held at gunpoint.
He's a Subway fan and a robbing man.
Forget it. Also in on the scam, the store manager and the young woman's boyfriend and co-worker. They now admit they'd planned to split the $1,200 three ways. The boyfriend says he used part of his take to, quote, buy some really good weed.
Oh, what a deal, meal.
I'm
Buzz.
Buzz Burbank.
Here you go.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. All right, listen, that's, it. Well, we do have about a minute left of the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am calling 100.
No, we're not doing that anymore at the end of the show.
Hey, I'm calling from California.
Thank you.
I can't hear the show right now. The show don't even start until like another 10 or 15 minutes.
It don't.
But I wanted to get a shot at the celebrity burp if they would let me.
No, of course you won't.
Why, no, not going to happen.
Do that? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
I am caller 100.
No, no, we're not doing that.
Not anymore. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Learn it.
Hey, I know who it is.
Sure.
Give up my phone number.
Well, no. Now, I've given away so many clues, it wouldn't be right.
Just don't want the prize to go down anymore.
Hold on a second. Rob, pick up line one and see if he knows who it is. Real fast.
But he can't officially play.
Hello? You are not on the air. Tell me your guess right now. I don't think he was right.
Come on, did he have it or not?
He had it.
He didn't have it.
God, you toy with all of us. Wow.
Really, Rob?
Really?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Swear?
on my family.
Okay.
He had it wrong.
All right. There you go. Listen, have a great weekend. Love you, Frida. And love you, Barb.
You might just make it after all.
Meow. This extra 2 minutes of Don and Mike brought to you by the stations who care.
There you go.
We will see you on Monday.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? Satisfaction guaranteed.
Sports 1140 KHTK.